It's almost time for the APC 100 to kick off here live at Sunset Speedway in Stroud, Ontario. You can see the war wagons all starting to make their way down pit road. We have Josh Paxton down there. We got Jerry Paxton. And a little bit later, guys, we're going to have one of those racing legends join us up here in the broadcast booth for a little bit. Got Gary Elliott going to stop on by, so we're going to have some fun with him as well. In store for a great race here today. Josh, things all start to come together down there on your end.
Yes, Joe, they are. It's the first time in the last hour that we're seeing some guys in driver's suits here on pit lane as they make their way to the cars. One of the rules was after time trials, the top 18 were impounded on pit lane. No one's been allowed to touch these cars and work on them, so for the first time in about an hour, crews and drivers making their way back out to their vehicles. Some of the car covers coming off, drivers having that last look, getting the preparations ready. Green flag start.
We have good opportunity to catch some of these drivers as they make their way down pit road, get some thoughts heading into today's race. Got Jerry Paxton down over turns 1 and 2. You can see those war wagons coming across. Jerry, looking nice.
It's a beautiful parade on a Sunday afternoon as everybody gets set to go racing. We're watching them all roll in here, drivers in their driver's suits, starting to make their way back to their cars. They haven't seen these cars for the last little bit. One of the guys that had a real quick time today was Dale Shaw. You must be feeling good.
Yeah, I'm feeling real good, especially after last night. We're up till 2:30 last night putting the race car back together, and up a 4:45 to head here this morning on 2 hours of sleep, but we got a rocket on our hands. I just hope it's there at the end.
How bad's the traffic going to be today?
Yeah, it won't be too bad because they had the B main. They kind of weeded out some guys. This is a really tough field, like a couple tenths separating 20-something race cars, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Just starting to figure this racetrack out. I'm starting to understand how to go get fast here, and I just hope we survive. We're there at the end. We have a good points night, and we got to catch the 89 points. We got to get them.
Dale Shaw going to start off on that front group today, and pretty optimistic about how things go. I would be, too, if I turned a lap that was about 2 seconds faster, or 0.2 seconds faster than everybody else today.
Yeah, absolutely. The 83 car of Dale Shaw has won one of these APC races. You got to look back to Flamborough Speedway. The first time around, these cars were at Flamborough Speedway. It was the 83 of Dale Shaw with a great big smile on his face. Josh, he has come a long way, that youngster.
Dale Shaw, absolutely. I'm going to step in with another young driver here. Let's see if I can just butt in on him. Billy Schwarzenberg, when we first started talking about you a long time ago, you were Billy the Kid. Now you're Billy the Giant. And, hey, thanks for taking the top half of the hill, so I feel that much smaller. But I'll reach up to you, sir. It looks like you got a good ride in that Spire 86 today.
Yeah, it hasn't been as good as we wanted today. We've been working on it all through practice. Didn't qualify the best. I think we're around 20th, but it's a long race, and we're looking forward to it.
You were down in Delaware, I guess, about a little over a week ago now. Had some fun at the half mile. And what'd you learn from racing that event?
We seem to get better and better every time we go to Delaware. You know, we keep starting at the back and ended up in the top three. And it's awesome running on a regular night for a change rather than just the series, because we get to experience the shorter races and the heat races and really figure that place out. Hopefully we have a good start there at the end of the year in the APC race.
Now, your car's been impounded for about the last hour. What have you guys done with no race car in your pit?
Most of the time we're just watching the races. Not much you can do. I mean, a couple tire pressure changes before the race, and that's about it.
Well, go get him, sir. Have a lot of fun. Billy Schwarzenberg driving the Spire 86 today, that green machine with that Chetty's Hot Sauce logo on it.
Speaking of drivers that have come a long way, how about Billy Schwarzenberg? Man, he almost won race number one right here at Sunset Speedway in the APC debut. Quite a race that was, I can guarantee you. We're in for another dandy here today, Jerry Paxton.
Well, I have no doubt about that. There are a lot of drivers who are absolutely keyed up to get it going. And, you know, I'm going to sneak in here, Brandon, and driver the number 9, Brandon Watson. It seems to me when you went out for that time trial, you had a definite plan in mind. I think you were putting your foot, if you could have put it through the floorboard, you would have.
Yeah, definitely always trying to go out and do the best we can. Unfortunately, we just didn't have the car for qualifying today. We were a bit tight in the center, which didn't really help us out a lot, so we got a bit loose off. So we're a bit unhappy with our qualifying spot, but we'll hopefully be able to make it work in the future here.
You're always better in race trim anyway.
Yeah, hopefully we can keep the fenders on it and maybe work our way up to the front and get a win.
What are you anticipating with those guys in front of you today? You're going to try to bide your time or just get right in there?
Definitely going to try and keep tires on it, but I won't be able to stay back too far since we're starting so far back. But I just have to wait for my opportunity. Hopefully something comes up. We get our spot in there and Like I said, we'll just have to try and take our time, but obviously we can't take too much time. It's only 100 laps, so I'll just try and move up kind of quick, but keep the car on in one piece.
So you'd be happier if this was at 150 today?
I'm definitely a fan of the longer races, but 100 laps is pretty long, but just like I said, hopefully just keep the tires on and get going.
Well, there you go. One driver who says we're going for it.
Yeah, the number 9, Brandon Watson. There is a tried, true professional short track racer. This guy has got championships and titles, and he's been there, done that. We're going to find out exactly what the number 9 car has here today at Sunset Speedway. Got the APC 100 coming at you live, flag to flag. Teams are all stretched down the center of the racetrack. War wagons on their way out trackside. All the crews looking fantastic in this series. Man, oh, man, great to see here at Sunset Speedway. Josh, it's going to be kind of one of those slip-sliding kind of days, I do believe, with the sun where it is in the sky right now at the beginning of this race.
There's a lot of rubber down on that racetrack from last night's racing and today's qualifying. And a couple of things going on in some of those support divisions. There is a bit of speedy dry up on the higher side in turn 4 at least. So a little bit of stuff going on. I was trying to step in for a quick word with Matt Pritico, driver of the number 21. I saw him poking around a car with an all-black car cover. So I wasn't even sure if it was his car that he was playing with for a second. But unfortunately, the crews are getting the signal right now from the APC officials to get lined up. They're going to be moving these racers onto the front straight, I believe, for some pre-ceremony actions right now. So Pritico disappeared with the car cover, and a lot of these other guys are getting geared up to follow the instructions of the officials.
Yeah, seeing Mike Charest, the starter for the APC series, just before we come up into the tower, I asked him if there was going to be an autograph session today. He said, no, sir. These guys are going to belt in, and we are going to get this 100-lap APC race underway as soon as possible. We got a beautiful starting grid here today, 26 cars in all, and you got the who's who, Jerry Paxton, of exactly who is who in short track racing here in the province of Ontario.
Well, if you can think of a name that's popular at a local track in Ontario in a late model, you'll find them right here on Pitt Road at Sunset Speedway today, because, you know, I'm looking up and down the field going, man, the guys I know that are racing these cars, some of them I've seen for a long time, some are still fairly new. I watched them when they were in other divisions, so we're not going to go any further than that. We'll leave it there. But, no, you're right. The best of the best are all here at Sunset Speedway today. This is going to be a real wild one. Talking to the drivers, when you look at the time trials today, 0.2 seconds, that's what's separating most of this field. 14.5 seemed to be the popular time. That's a pretty quick lap when you consider that sun is glaring down and that race surface is slick. So as they get out there, put a little more rubber on it, it's going to get a whole lot more interesting. I still say watch turns 1 and 2 on lap number 1, because that's going to set the tone for the race.
You know, Luke Ramsey, he had a dream about a year ago this time, and APC had sponsored a lot of different types of races. They've had a lot of big races here in the province of Ontario. That same Luke Ramsey had a dream that he'd like to start a series at the beginning of this year, and towards the end of 2014, Luke started putting everything together. Luke is also the director of marketing for APC Auto Parts Centers. There is 44 locations in the province of Ontario, and Luke is solidly behind this. He's put a group of people together, and I'll tell you what, here in the province of Ontario, the APC series is alive and well, and year number one has got to be marked as a success so far, Josh. These cars, just take a look up and down Pitt Road, you can see the success that we've got in front of us today.
Well, these are some well-prepared race cars. Just great-looking equipment out here, and we've seen it already when you look at the time trial lap times. You've got 30 cars right now running within about 0.2 of each other. A couple of good cars right now are going to spend the rest of the afternoon in the pit and become spectators now, not making the field, and that is something great to see. As hard as it is for those teams, we love to see a competitive field of cars where it's full. We've got 26 top-ranked competitors getting set for 100 laps here today at Sunset Speedway. Fans from all corners of the province rolling in. We got to talk to them earlier this afternoon when we were setting up our Racetime radio gear, and it's just great to see the people that are being drawn to this event and to this tour all across Ontario. It is definitely giving rebirth to the excitement of late model racing in Ontario.
And looking at that starting grid, and we will get to that starting lineup in short order here, 26 cars will take the green flag for today's race. Now, when you look back over the five-race history of this series right now, we've seen some incredible battles. We've seen it where, you know, the guys have struggled, Jerry, at times to keep the car underneath them and to keep everything in what we'll call short track order. Things have happened, but I do believe with what I've seen, which has been quite a few laps, it is a situation where everything is so competitive and they're running so fast and so tight, you are going to have some trouble on the racetrack. And, you know, we had a couple of races there that were indicative of that, where they did have quite a bit of trouble, to say the least.
Well, you know, I think anytime you put 30 of the best drivers on the racetrack together, you're going to have some issues because they are the best. And they're trying to sort out amongst themselves who's the best of the day, who's going to be the best of the week, who's going to be the best of the year. And as we said, it's a little bit of growth, too, because we've seen before, you'll get guys who run weekly shows. They run together. They run consistent. We don't have accidents. We don't have issues. Everybody knows what the other guy's going to do, and away they go. This series is in its first year. These guys are still learning to run together. But believe me, they're getting so much better at it. It's getting better every time we put a race together. We're going to see it today. It's going to be a great race. And guys are still testing one another. They're not done yet. All that means is buckle up. This is going to be a show.
We have, it was laid out to be an eight-race series. Here in the province of Ontario, you can hear the cars firing up in the background as they will make their way into their starting spots down the front stretch here at Sunset Speedway. But this was laid out to be an eight-race series. We did get a full-blast rainout at Sauble Speedway. It was set up to be the Beat the Heat 100. The stage was set. We are going to have a huge car count. The fans were dialed in. I've never seen that many campers set up at a racetrack in Ontario before. It was really going to be a dynamite day. And unfortunately, Mother Nature totally washed everything out. So that was the end of that. And this will be a seven-race series from this point forward. The final event of the APC series will come up at Delaware Speedway on September the 19th. It will be a 100-lap competition as normal as every APC race has been. And you know the points battle is going to be incredibly tight. Now today, with one last race in the series, it becomes a seven-race series. Today marks a very, very important moment in the series. We are going to find out if we're going to end up with a huge shakeup atop of the points, or will things remain as they are coming into the event. We have definitely got the stage set when it comes time for a points battle. I don't think you could get a tighter one anywhere here in the province of Ontario. Josh, this is truly going to be off the hook.
Well, this has been incredible, and I think one of the stories of today that is exclusive right now to this Sunset Speedway race is the number 87 driver of Willie Rhines. We saw him out in time trials, and it was home track announcer Spencer Lewis that let us all know he was running the 602 crate motor. That's a super stock engine, I guess, here at Sunset Speedway. He knows this track well enough, he put it into the top 10 times. So fast time Willie Rhines in that number 87, and I'm just peeping out right now here on the front straightaway. I think he may have had the pole after the inversion.
Isn't that going to be wild? We will have to see how things all shake out, but it's going to be an interesting race. We have got a beautiful sunny day here at the Speedway for it, and we've got the competition we're truly going to need on the racetrack. Guys, we're going to step out, take a quick break here on Racetime Radio. When we come back, we will set that starting grid. We'll have some words with the drivers. We're also going to have that special guest I mentioned. Gary Elliott has come up to the tower. He is going to join us in just mere moments. So you stay there. The APC 100 still to come here live today on Racetime Radio.
Hey, this is Kurt Busch, and you're listening to Racetime Radio.
Tonight's live broadcast is presented by Sauble Falls Tent and Trailer Park. Secure family camping. Experience it. Book your site at saublefallscamping.com. Also powered by Dawson Dental Centers and Bobblehead Canada.
There's no question. The day is coming. You're going to have to fix your vehicle. APC Auto Parts Centers are ready. The quality parts you need are already in stock with 44 locations featuring brand names like WeatherTech, AC Delco, Daco, Ram, and Total Lubricants. APC Auto Parts Centers, ready for your tomorrow today. ABC, proudly Canadian-owned and operated.
It's the Velocity 250 weekend.
That's a show. That's what it's about.
Sunday, September 27th.
It's going to be tough. It's really going to be tough.
You know, I love the competition here. I love the racetrack and the atmosphere. The people here are great.
All presented by McCall Racing Enterprises.
Oh, absolutely. This one's going to rate right up at the top.
It's 50 laps for the Oscar Super Late Models.
And this is what happens. You got bright guys working on your race car. We're coming to the front.
40 for the Oscar Modifieds. 75 laps for the Late Models.
Expect us to be running up front most of this.
Plus 50 for the Super Stocks and 35 for Mini Stocks.
What a phenomenal field of race cars ready to fly here.
It's the Sunset Speedway season finale.
That's all you got to do.
We're going three wide.
It is fast. It is furious. It is absolutely wild.
It's the Velocity 250 weekend at Sunset Speedway. Sunday, September 27th.
I mean, just close racing. You got to work for every spot.
At 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Live worldwide at racetimeradio.com.
Bring it on.
Taking you all the way to the track and back. It's Racetime Radio.
And we are back with you live today at Sunset Speedway, the APC 100. Still to come this afternoon, we have got cars coming out onto the racetrack. They're setting the starting grid. Got Jerry Paxton down in turn number 1 and 2. We have Josh Paxton looking over turns 3, 4. And we are lucky enough to be joined by... how about a veteran in short track racing here in Canada? He is a legend, and he's still putting laps on today. We got Gary Elliott with us. Gary, what's going on with you today, bud? Nice to see you.
Hey, Joe. Thank you very much. I just decided to come and watch a race. I've raced 22 times so far this year, and this was a beautiful day to come. I was close by. This week I'm doing kids camp at Sunset Speedway from tomorrow till Friday. So I was here anyway, and I thought, I haven't had a chance to see one of these races. It's a field of the best. Well, many of the best. There's still lots of the top guys that aren't in there, but this is an awesome field of race cars.
I'm used to seeing you in one of these cars at a big race like this. At least I have over the history of my watching short track racing here in the province of Ontario. The name Gary Elliott is synonymous with racing. Man, you were racing back when I was first starting to watch short track racing. You've been on this sport a long time. You know what you're doing. Are we ever going to see you in one of these cars here in the APC series? Is this something that you're mulling around?
Yeah, it is. You know, I would love to be able to do it this year. I kind of took the easy way this year to be full-time in Oscar, full-time at Sobel with Jason Legg. And then also, because I just love racing, so I put a lot of nights in this year, 34 nights total. So there's a few at Barney and, you know, the Oscar series tours. So I've been racing every track at least once, most twice, and but I really am intrigued by this series. It's reminds me of yours back in the late 90s. My goodness, that was a fantastic series, got all the top drivers. And this one here is a surprise to me because back when your series was, the available dollars to build a car and run in your series was much easier than it is today. These are some really, really high-end, beautiful race cars. And... So, you know what? My son, David, he asked me earlier this year about potentially being in that series, and he wanted me to kind of crew chief for him. And the first thing I thought of, darn, I'd sooner race with you than crew chief.
Yeah, you'd sooner race against him. Gary Elliott up here as the field is getting set up down the front stretch. Much action happening down there, Josh. I know you're right down in front of things there.
Well, they're getting these cars into the lineup right now. The last few cars from the transfer of the last chance qualifier joining up now at the back of the field. Out of car driver introductions. I'm just going to see if real quick, Joe, stick with me. See if we can grab a quick word with Nick Getz over here, driver of the number 24. And Nick, if you're not too busy getting set up for the race here, you were the number one qualifier. Looks like you got your work cut out for you, though, after the inversion.
Yeah, the car is actually pretty quick, surprising. It has been all weekend here, so we're going to try to stay out of trouble and make our way to the front.
Well, you've been around this track quite a bit, so you know your way. How difficult is it going to be, though, with these six guys in front of you?
the talent here is just incredible. From first, from last, there's not much of a difference. So it's going to be a lot. I'll have my work cut out for me to get to the front for sure with all the talent in the field.
Everybody's been talking about grip today. What does it work for you? Inside lane, outside, what are you thinking?
Maybe with the fresh tires right at the bottom for the beginning, but we'll be moving to the high side pretty good. The high line does move pretty good.
Things are on the move. Thanks, Nick. Driver the number 24, Nick Goetz. He was your top qualifier, now going to start 7th on the grid.
Yeah, we will get to that starting lineup in just a few moments. Just to remind you, we are at Sunset Speedway live today. It's the APC 100 live on racetimeradio.com. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Make sure you tweet out Facebook. Let everybody know the green flag is going to be coming up today. 26 starters in today's field. The who's who, and we will get to all of that. Josh Paxton, along with Jerry Paxton, in the infield here today. Also got Gary Elliott, veteran stock car racer here in the province of Ontario. His name is known straight across this country, the Iron Man, Gary Elliott. Gary, you're still in behind the wheel of a car. You would have been racing last night here at Sunset, right?
Yeah, I did. I raced last night. I raced Friday night at Burnie. And actually, that was the best that the car had run there. And then we also ran last night here in the Oscar Modified. I had a third, a seventh in the heats. Thought, man, I might be able to have a shot at doing good in the future, but it turned out that that we ended up 11th. We had to go to the back. We finished 11th.
And there we go. Things are getting ready to rock and roll here at Sunset Speedway. We will step out, take a quick break. When we come back, the starting lineup for today's APC 100. Stay with us.
I'm John Roberts. You're listening to Racetime Radio.
I've been all over the place. There's rednecks everywhere you go. How many rednecks we have here?
Sirius XM's Blue Collar Radio.
Somebody said one time, you took this word from being an insult into kind of a badge of honor.
You might be a redneck.
And it's hilarious.
When people come backstage and they're like, oh my God, you've been in our house.
My bosom swells with pride. My eyes are moist with tears.
You might be a redneck.
And you've got a hole in both your socks, so welcome to Blue Collar.
Sirius XM 97.
The Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Championship all comes down to one race. Just a 5-point deficit between the 24 of Brendan Dodaro and the 66 of Josh Wood. It's 100 laps at one of Ontario's tightest speedways, Full Throttle Motor Speedway, September the 12th.
Getting off there real good.
A champion will be crowned at 6 p.m. Eastern Time worldwide on racetimeradio.com. The Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup 2015, September the 12th.
We have a gold green.
Right here on racetimeradio.com.
I'm going to check it, buddy. There you go. There you go. Woo!
Racetime Radio to go. Streaming live or on demand. Grab the free app at racetimeradio.com.
It's a season finale in the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour.
We're going to have some mixed feelings with this one. Do you know that's not done yet?
Saturday, September 19th.
These guys are going to be hard to beat, and we're going to have our hands full with them.
Live from Scotia Speed World in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. Flight-to-flight coverage at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. It's the Dartmouth Dodge 200.
Just when we thought we knew what was going to happen.
The champagne flies down here.
Who will be the champion in the 15th anniversary Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour?
Whatever. I got the winner to fix it.
Saturday, September 19th.
Let's bring this home. Bring it home. Yeah!
At 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Holy Boise dinner. Woo-hoo-hoo!
Only on racetimeradio.com.
Yeah, yeah, baby. Yeah.
Tonight's live broadcast is presented by Sauble Falls Tent and Trailer Park. Secure family camping. Experience it. Book your site at saublefallscamping.com. Also powered by Dawson Dental Centers and Bobblehead Canada.
Now six car single file line, three cars back, the 2x2 all the way back.
Spinning the world of motorsports
to bring you the most comprehensive coverage around.
This is Racetime Radio
with your host, Joe Chisholm.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Sunset Speedway. We're located just outside Stroud, Ontario, for today's APC 100. This afternoon, marks race number 6 on the schedule after coming off a disappointing rainout at Sauble Speedway just a few weeks ago. There's 2 points-paying events left, including today's race. In the 2015 APC Series presented by Grisdale, oh, and have we got a logjam at the top of the points. The 89 C-Car of Sean Chenoweth has got 2 victories to his credit.
I haven't won anything this big before, Joe. It's you got 27 of the best, absolute best, I'd say prolate, but it's just race car drivers through and through in this province, in this series. You got guys from Oscar playing in here. You got guys from other classes. It's just best of the best.
48, Dwayne Baker, also present and accounted for here today, took win number 1 right here at Sunset. The 83 car at Dale Shaw also has a win.
We ran side by side for the last 6 laps, and we got him by maybe an inch coming to the line. It was unbelievable. It was magic.
And so does the number 10 of Jesse Kennedy, winning at Delaware Speedway.
These guys really haul ass.
Today marks the first ever broadcast for the APC presented by Grisdale Series, and the Racetime radio broadcast crew is itching and ready to get at her. The command to fire engines is only moments away. We take you now to Sunset Speedway for today's APC 100, presented by Sauble Falls Tent and Trailer Park. Experience it. Grab something cool to drink. It's race time.
All right, man, you ready to go?
10-4.
Green next time.
Okay, come on.
And we are live today at Sunset Speedway. Let's throw it down to Josh Paxton for today's starting lineup for the APC 100. Take it away, Josh.
You know what, Joe, just before we get to the starting lineup here, we talked to Nick Goetz before the break. He was the fast qualifier. He is going to roll off 7th. Let's talk to the guy who took his spot on the front row and a veteran of Racetime Radio broadcast. Sean, if we can get you out east in a pro stock, you know you'll be in every tour that we cover this summer. Sean McGlynn starting on the front row today.
Yeah, that would be fun. I'd like to drive one of those cars.
Well, you've driven everything else so far.
Just about, yeah. It's a lot of fun. There's a whole bunch of divisions out there. They all have their aspects that make them exciting. And this is the place I want to be, though. This APC series is where it's at.
Well, you got the monkey off your back, Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup. Put it in victory lane at Delaware. Now, first question. You did qualify this car yourself this time.
Yeah, this time I qualified it, yeah.
So you're going to keep the spot in the front row. What do you think, man? You got 100 laps. You're on the front row, and you got 25 really hungry, really talented drivers starting behind you.
Well, I would like to run a patient race, but I don't think that's going to get me anywhere. If I just try to settle into a spot, I'll go right to the back. So I think I got to try and stay at the front and see if I can lead this start to checkered.
How different is this car from the Sportsman Cup?
It's a lot different car. It's a faster car, and yeah, it's a lot different to drive with bump stops, but it's fast and it's responding real good today. When they're off, they're real bad, but this one's good today, so I think we'll have a good day.
Well, different car. He's hoping for the same result. Sean McGlynn driving the number 23. Jerry, I started at the front. How about you take it from the back?
All right, we have 26 of the Ontario best race car drivers on the racetrack here at Sunset Speedway. And starting in that final row today, a couple of veterans. The number 60 out of Windsor, Ron Beauchamp Jr., and the number 99 of Link Brown out of Colburn. Starting on the inside of row number 12, it's going to be the 3 from St. Thomas of Mark Watson, and beside him, the number 97 from Lucan of the rookie Trevor Culver. On row number 11 is going to be the number 31 of Sean McWhirter out of Mount Forest, and sharing that row with him will be the number 81, that is Andrew Grizel from Sauble Beach. Driving the number 8, it's Jason Parker out of Paisley, and beside him, the number 86 is Billy Schwarzenberg out of Guelph. On row number 9, driving the number 48, it's Dwayne Baker, who hails out of Stainer, and sharing that row with him will be the number 10, it's Tom Gibbons from Southampton. On row number 8, driving the number 9, it's Brandon Watson out of Barrie, and on the outside, the number 71, longtime campaigner from Kawartha Speedway, Dan McCaddy. On row number 7, starting on the inside, it's going to be the number 22 from Dorchester. That is Jamie Cox. Beside him, driving the number 37, no, it is not David Elliott. This is Marvin Freiberger out of Walkerton. Driving the number 2 car this afternoon, it's going to be Rick Burbridge from Brantford. and sharing row six with him, the number 17 of Josh Stoddy out of Chesley. On row number five, the number 51 of Matt Bentley. Or sorry, make that Mike Bentley out of Guelph. And sharing that row with him will be the number 89C. That's the guy everybody's chasing in the points battle. It's Sean Chenoweth from Bright. On row number four, driving the number 24, is Nick Gates out of Southampton. And sharing row number four is the number 27 of Matt Box from Milton. Driving the number 26, it's Caden Lapsevich out of Hamilton. And starting off the top five on the inside of row number three is going to be the 83 of Dale Shaw from Guelph. On the outside of row number two, the 44 longtime campaigner of Steve Laking out of Guelph. And beside him, the number 24 is Nick Gates out of Southampton. So somewhere I got my numbers messed up. I'll fix it up. Don't worry about it. Anyways, we'll fix that up for you in a minute. On the pole, as Josh mentioned, it is the number 23 of Sean McGlynn from Waterloo. And sharing the front row, the number 87 is Willie Raines from Buffalo. And he is going to have some big competition up there.
So that is your starting lineup for the APC 100. Going to be a dynamite race here today. So glad you could tune in. And it won't be long and we'll have the command to fire engines. Josh, things are getting belted in down that way.
You know what, Joe, what I find so awesome, just standing out here on pit road, having that opportunity to walk up and down these cars and with these drivers as they get set. There is a lot of respect in this field. You talk to any one of those drivers, they recognize who they are competing against here today, and every week they climb into the car in this APC Late Model Series. Every single one of them you talk to talks about this is the best of the best. Track champions, Tour champions, division champions, they've all been drawn to compete in the APC Late Model Series here in Ontario. That's who they're suiting up against today, and there is a lot of respect. Now, we'll see if that carries over when the green flag comes down.
It's like the word calm or patience. It goes out the window when the green flag comes down. We all know that.
Yeah, we need to have patience. I don't know whether they're going to be able to have it here today with the tight points here in the APC Series. You know anything is possible. Speaking of respect, a driver that commands a ton of it is also going to be with us throughout the broadcast. We've got Gary Elliott, a known driver, Mr. Ironman. Gary, a lot of respect needs to be shown on this racetrack today to be successful.
Absolutely, and I think Jerry started it there. By the way, Josh and Jerry, great to see you guys again, and fun today for me to be kind of working here with you guys today. This is awesome. I'm up here in the air-conditioned suite. I don't know about you guys, but anyway, listen, he said the calm before the start of the race. And you know what? You could just as easily say the calm before the storm, because it's going to be a storm for sure. These guys are all great drivers. I've raced with every one of them but four. There's only four in this field that I haven't raced with, and I might get a chance someday. But these are really, really awesome drivers. And you know what? This is one of the best facilities for side-by-side racing to allow a race like this to put on the best show. And I think that's what we're going to see. And respect is important, because if you want to finish this race, you don't want to be banging into anybody early in the night.
No, not at all. And Gary, you got a lot of laps around this racetrack. You got a lot of laps on at every racetrack. Break this speedway down for us, for the listeners. What's it like going around this facility?
Well, this track is very, very fast. But it's also got lots of room, especially in turn one and two. When you go into turn one, your car, most times the guys will hug low, like Nick was saying, that his car is set up to run low, but he also wants to get in the outside as well. This track has a lot of pull and momentum off the outside. If you're on the outside of somebody and your car will stick, you're going to pull them off the corner. But the guy on the inside, if he's got a good turn, he can rotate faster. So you'll see a lot of side-by-side stuff going down the back straightaway when cars are both handling. So it's no disadvantage to be on the outside at this track. Unlike some, it is. This track is an advantage to be on the outside, and you'll see that.
We're going
to
start, of course, in the heat of the day. When this racetrack has got the sun beating down on it, we've got different rubber. We had Oscar Super Late Models here last night. Oscar Modifieds were on the racetrack. These guys run an American Racer tire. Big difference between the different types of rubber. I know the Oscar Super Late Models, I believe, are on Hoosier tires.
Yeah, we're on a Hoosier tire, and the Hoosier tires are a little softer. But the advantage that these guys have is the the 10-inch American Racer tire that they run has got awesome grip, and it takes about three or four laps for that tire to come in. The Hoosier tire comes in almost right away. So this is why they need to be patient, because those tires will need at least probably two, three laps to get before they'll start sticking.
Josh, Jerry, these guys are just about belted in. We are almost set and ready for the command to fire those engines. Can you feel it in the anticipation down there, Jerry?
Absolutely. And as a matter of fact, I was going to say just a few minutes ago before they started some driver introductions here at the racetrack, there was a small parade of drivers heading for the outhouse here. And I just laughingly said to them, what is this, pre-race nervous jitters or what? And they said, yes, that's exactly what it is. So, yeah, the nerves are up. You can feel it. The attention is here. These drivers know what's on the line today. They know the job that's in front of them, and they are set to do it. And they're just a little on edge about it. But you know what? They've also had 3 weeks out of the race car, and that'll do it every time. I know Gary will back that up. But when you have 3 weeks of rest, you can't wait to get back on the track.
If I had 3 weeks of rest, I'd be a mental case, because I just couldn't. I couldn't sit out 3 weeks unless it was for rain. And you're right. I mean, we even last night, my boys were hooking me up, put my helmet on. They got my Hans device on. Oh, I got to go run to the washroom. And it's just that's just it is. It's absolutely just a nervous thing.
So it's a great place to stand if you need an interview, I guess.
That's right.
And Jerry is located down in turn number one and two. So is that Johnny on the spot. So you never know. If we get a extended caution or red flag, you can bet Jerry Paxton will be all over it. Josh, the crew's looking fantastic down in turns number 3-4. You've got those guys. You got that into the pit. Can you see the intensity on these guys?
Oh, they just got more intense, Joe. You can hear it, the sound of music. These guys just fired up and got the command. 26 late model set to do battle. The crews are wound up tight. The drivers are belted in. We are getting set to go. We were talking earlier just with Gary. Gary talked about what Sunset Speedway is configured like and how to drive it. Guys, for all of our East Coast fans, I would find that this is very similar to Scotia Speed World, with one key difference, and that is here in the pits. When we're at Scotia, I'm standing below track level. It's dug in. Here at Sunset, the center of this pit is actually raised up above the track level, so we've got a great view out of 2 and all the way down through 3 and 4, being a little bit raised up from pit lane.
In the broadcast booth, Gary Elliott is with us, veteran late model driver, Canadian vintage modified driver. Gary has done it all. He's been in racing a lot of years. Gary, here at this facility at Sunset Speedway, we can see the banking from up here. Can you feel it in the car, and can you rely on that banking to get you around the speedway?
Well, I'll tell you what, if these cars are set up, they'll be fine. If they're not, they're going to be in big trouble. And I can tell you, if you're starting in the middle of this pack with this fiery, hungry guys, your car better be hooked up. I'll tell you another thing, too, that guys probably don't realize. It's a hot day, and I've ran in temperatures like this. When the inside of the race car, with the heat gun, we check the inside of the race car, it gets up to over 245 degrees Fahrenheit. At the shifters, it was 171 degrees. So with the heat, with the action, with the competitiveness, we could see a lot of guys literally hot-headed.
The field starts to roll here at Sunset Speedway. Got a couple of guys towards the back, and now they do start to roll. We got the McMaster Pace truck leading the field around. Of course, Sunset Speedway, the only NASCAR weekly track in Ontario, and what a beautiful facility Sunset Speedway is here. They've done a tremendous job in providing some of the best short track racing in all of the country. I want to remind you, too, as we're on the topic of NASCAR, don't forget the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series and the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series going green next weekend at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park. It is the annual Chevy Silverado 250 weekend back Crafton. All the big names are going to be up on this side of the border. We'll get you set and ready for it Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, live on Racetime Radio, Sirius XM Channel 167. Got a great guest lineup. We'll get to all of that. Today's APC 100, presented by Sauble Falls Tent and Trailer Park in Sauble Beach, Ontario. Experience it at Sauble Falls Tent and Trailer Park. Check them out at SaubleFallsTentTrailerPark.com. SaubleFallsCamping.com is the actual website. Jerry, the cars working their way around single file right now behind that McMaster pace vehicle.
And the idea is to scrub those tires up, make sure there's no dirt on them. The last thing you need on this start is to spin the tires, because it's going to put you in a real ugly position with all those other guys out here. So they're just putting a little heat into the tire, making sure the dirt's off. Drivers are working out those little butterflies, trying to make sure that those are all gone. And now we're getting the signal from the starter, asking this field to tighten it up a little and get ready. I have a feeling we're going to double up and go pretty quick here.
We will have the scanner on. We'll try and cheat our way, Gary, into hearing what is happening inside some of these race cars. But you've been in this position many, many times. You got a 100-lap race in front of you. The butterflies flying now, or are they all gone? And now you're prepared.
No, they're still going right now. And what's going to happen is the crew chiefs are going to be just double-checking with the drivers. Make sure your belts are tight. Make sure your steering wheel is on. Make sure you pull it. Give it a yank. Make sure you're in third gear. Warm up those tires. Scrub those tires. Get them hot. Settle down. It's a long race. If anything, the good spotter will be trying to keep his driver tuned and just not get him panicked. Just get him to relax. And then it's up to the driver then to just be smart. And then, of course, you know what? One of the things, that factors of racing that has zero to do with your setup, your preparation, or how good your car is bad, good or bad luck. So if everybody has some good luck, it should be an awesome race.
Field is doubling up here at Sunset Speedway as the APC 100 is going to be live and green here in just moments. Let's take you around here, Jerry Paxton. Let's do some picking. I know we haven't got favorites, but we are race fans. Who are you taking in this one, bud?
This has been one of the toughest days to try and find somebody that I like in this field that I have a lot of confidence in, but I'm going to go with the number 21, Matt Pritico. He was the first driver to find a little grip in this very slippery racetrack early in the day. He's starting off in that third position on the inside of row number two. Matt Pritico, my choice.
Josh Paxton down in turn 3-4. It's your turn, big guy. Who are you taking?
24, Nick Getz. He was fastest in time trials. He's got a stout piece under him right now. He's got six cars to get through to take that top spot back. I'm going to go with the 24.
Gary Elliott, you got a lot of friends. You probably have some foes out there on the racetrack. Can you pick one today? Who do you think is going to be in victory lane?
I agree with Jerry. It's really hard to pick somebody, but I've raced with most all these guys, and there are some champions out there. But I'm going to go with Mike Bentley. Mike's had some rough luck so far, but I think he's a guy who can do it. He's a champion, and I raced with his dad and him.
My turn. I am looking back into, I believe, row number six, and I'm going to take the 89C car of Sean Chenoweth today here at Sunset Speedway. He is your point leader. I believe Sean, with two wins, has got everything that he needs. As the green flag is about to fly at Sunset Speedway, Jerry, they're coming at you.
And down that front straightaway, Sean McGlynn takes him to turn number one. As they come around, it is all tight together. We are safely through the first two turns. Looking good to turn three.
McGlynn, the nose in front, come around out of four. Willie Ryan's giving chase on the outside, but Sean McGlynn will lead lap number one.
And the battle is on now as Ryan's on the outside trying to get around the 23. McGlynn can't do it. Now Matt Pritico in the 21 sneaks up underneath the 44 of Steve Lakey right in behind him. Nobody has changed position.
26 cars on beautiful Sunset Speedway as the field is still side by side. A little bit of movement on the 23 Miami Key entry. That is Sean McGlynn, and he is out front just by about, I don't know, half a race car by the look of it, Jer.
That's about all he's got, but Matt Pritico in that 21 is coming hard. Willie Ryan's in that number 87 car working the outside of the racetrack, doing a great job. But that motor that he's running, he may feel that lack of power now more than he's ever felt it as they come around. But the caution flag is out. We've got trouble.
Caution is out. Downey in turn number 3-4, the number 10 of Tom Gibbons, having a little bit of difficulty there. Kind of looked like he was going sideways. I caught the tail end of it, and it does look like the 10 did get a little bit of damage. Did you happen to catch it, Josh?
No, he was right down towards the bottom of the wall. Couldn't quite see what went on there, but the 10 does have a bit of a crumpled hood as he now peels it off the concrete. Yeah, they're going to need to service a little bit on that number 10.
Yeah, he will come down pit road, but Gary, what a start to this race. We're only four laps in. Trouble did take place. That was sort of mid to back of the pack sort of stuff right there. You know what that feels like in that race car when you start going around? It's got to be a tough deal.
Yeah, Tommy's a good racer. I raced with him at Sauble Speedway this year, And he's a very, very competitive driver. I think what happened there, he got into the back of somebody, drove his hood back up over partly of his windshield, so it's being blocked. He's got to come into pit row to get that fixed so he can see. But I think he's probably okay as long as his nose isn't down on the ground too low, because these cars drop quite low, and they'll be doing some cosmetic repairs to get that car ready.
Yeah, as the crew does go to work, they remove the hood on the number 10 entry. Gibbons Contracting on the side of the number 10. Tom Gibbons, his dad Frank, some great Sauble Speedway competition. Those guys haul, I believe, out of Port Elgin, Ontario, to compete in the APC Series. Great team, and the crew is going hard at work. They're taking the shroud off, by the look of it, Gary, for that radiator. That could play a key role. You need that, don't you?
He's going to have to go to the back, and when he goes back there, he's going to have to try not to get involved too much into heavy traffic now, because that's exactly what's going to happen. He's going to end up with an overheating problem. He's got more problems, though, I believe, that his front end is that whole rad shroud bracketry is all dragging on the ground, so they're going to need to get that up. I don't think he'll lose a lap, but yeah, he's going to have trouble today.
Yeah, he will. Cautions do not count in the APC Series, at least not to this point here. I don't believe they're going to count throughout the course of the day. Jerry, quite a start to the beginning of this APC 100. Side-by-side action all the way through.
And, you know, as Gary talked about earlier, once you get racing, you start to get those butterflies out and settle down. But when you race four laps and you go to caution, I think it goes the other way. The butterflies get bigger. We're just watching the drivers, and I've been watching pit road here. A lot of action on pit road, not in terms of cars, but guys pacing. Crew members are pacing. They want to get the race underway. Let's get some green laps going so we can see how that car is performing. But right now, the concern is we're hoping this doesn't set the tone for what's to come for the next 96 laps.
Well, somebody clearly shared with a couple of drivers who our picks were going into the start of this race, because I don't know if you guys were watching towards the back half of the top 10, but Getz, Chenoweth, and Bentley, the three of them were battling for position. A little bit of touch and go there in the opening laps, running in the middle to block two lanes. We're four laps in, and three out of four of our picks were ready to take each other out this early. So definitely looking for some racing room. Everybody knows it's tough competition. They're looking for some space to make their way to the front.
As the field starts to form behind the McMaster Pace vehicle, live today from Sunset Speedway, all worldwide on racetimeradio.com. Got to thank Grant Slater back in the Racetime Radio studio. Grant, always kicking in there and jumping in to do some executive producing back there. We sure do appreciate his efforts. As the field doubles up, the front row looks like the 23 Meineke entry of Sean McGlynn is going to start again from the pole position to his outside. A little different, guys. Got the 21 Global Warranty Toyota, a brand new ride underneath Matt Pertigo. He is to the outside of row number one. This could be a crucial start, Gary, on restarts. This is the early ones are where you got to sort of jackrabbit out, but it's kind of tough when you still got side-by-side all the way through the field.
Absolutely, and we got to watch. Matt as a very experienced champion, alongside of another champion. And right behind him on the outside is Kaiten Lapcevic, a champion in street stock. He does great in any car that he drives. So watch him, too, because he's come up, and it's going to be a great restart.
Lights out atop the pace vehicle. Down pit road it'll go. Green flag in the hand of Mike Charest, starter for APC, and he throws the green. Good start, Jerry.
And down into turn one, Sean McGlynn gets the nose in front. Pretty good to the outside, trying to stay with him. As the 87 of Rhines and the 26 of Lapcevic are door-to-door through turn number three and four.
How about Kaiten Lapcevic? Look at him go, Jerry. He is to the high side looking for that third spot. If he can get clear, that guy is on a move.
And Lapcevic is on the move. He is up into third as he gets by the 87 of Willie Raines. Behind Raines now, the 44 of Steve Laking and the 27 of Matt Box. And they are fighting over which one is going to get to make the pass.
Steve Laking drops down to the inside lane into turn number three, trying to get the run on Willie Raines down the front straightaway. Laking's got the inside lane clear. He will pull up alongside the 87.
Having a look through the field here a wee bit, guys, and noticing Rod Beauchamp, Of course, NASCAR Canadian Tire Series competitor from the past. He is in this series now. Ronnie's really, really got an evil number 60 underneath him towards the back of the pack. The rest of the cars, though, kind of look pretty nice going through the corners. They're hanging on. It looks like they're getting some grip.
And the front three starting to pull away just a couple of car lengths on the balance of the field. It's Steve Lakey in that 44 who's trying to catch up to them. But Caden Lapcevich running third in the 26. In front of him, the 21 of Pritiko and the 23 of McGlynn leading that little three-car train at the front. And right now, it's Lakey with a lot. And, oh, trouble for the 83 of Dale Shaw. He gets into the dirt coming around turns one and two. He's back underway. No caution. We're still racing.
10 laps, now 11 in the books. The 23 of Sean McGlynn leads this field. 21 of Matt Pritiko in second, and Caden Lapcevich in a beautifully prepared Napa number 26 car. It's at 29. It's, I don't know, 26 or 29. Gary, you got better eyes than me.
That's a 26. That's Caden Lapcevich.
Yeah, he's driving for Terry Baker.
Challenge for the lead right now, guys. Down the front straightaway, the 21 of Pritiko. Digging a hole to the inside of Sean McGlynn. He'll come around this time out of two. Pritiko still looks to the lower side. McGlynn trying to chop down now into turn number three, but can't get there. Pritiko and McGlynn side by side for the lead.
And Pritiko still working the 21, trying to keep that 23 of McGlynn up high as they exit turn two and head down the back straightaway. McGlynn has the advantage. Pritiko will fall back in line. Caden Lapcevich in the 26, watching what's going on. He's going to follow McGlynn on the outside.
Oh, a little bit of trouble on the exit of turn number four. Nick Goetz is a little bit of trouble, but he's got it collected back up. Gary, I don't know whether you caught that or not, but a big wiggle out of the 24.
Yeah, they're so close together that just a slight touch gets a guy sideways, and he can lose a car length or two. And that's what happened to Dale Shaw. Dale Shaw got in. A little bit of a trouble, but he's okay. He's back in it again.
Out of turn four, down the front straightaway, battle for the lead is Pritiko in the 21. He's door-to-door with the 23 of Sean McGlynn. There's coming out of two, down the back straightaway. Pritiko takes the advantage as they head to turn number three.
Caden Lapcevich is sitting in third, trying to figure out which lane is going to go faster, and right now, there's no telling the difference. Pritiko and McGlynn, door-to-door, side-by-side, and can they come around out of turn number two? This time, Lapcevich goes up high, trying to work with McGlynn. Now he'll look down low into three and four. The front two still door-to-door. Pritiko and McGlynn.
Look at the race we got at Sunset Speedway today under a beautiful sunny sky. 19 laps in the books. The 21 global warranty car of Matt Pritiko side-by-side with the Meineke entry of McGlynn. Look at this. Still side-by-side, guys. Give the advantage that time to the 23 on the outside.
And Pritiko in that 21 getting off the corner really strong. Gets about a half a car length in front of the 23 of McGlynn, but he's got to back it off. McGlynn able to hold that line on the outside, but this time it's Pritiko who puts the car in front. There he goes with a full car length as he comes down the back straightaway. McGlynn to the outside, still trying to get it back.
Those American Racer tires are good, but I think Sean McGlynn, in his veteran experience, realized it's too early in the race to be burning up that right front. He had to get up. He had to get in behind the 21. Pritiko now with the lead solidly. Caden Lapcevich checking the inside lane, but McGlynn will shut the door and hold on to second.
22 laps in the books here in the APC 100 live today from Sunset Speedway. A beautiful day for a race. And if you're a Matt Pritiko fan, you're smiling right now. He is out front of this one. McGlynn in the 23. Meineke entry is running second. And Caden Lapcevich, look at this youngster go. Having a look up the inside now, down the back stretch on the 23 car. No lane there. And no contact. Look at these guys race, Jerry.
It is quite a battle for third, or second, actually. The 23 of McGlynn, the 26 of Lapcevich. But further back in the field, keep an eye on the 89 of Genoa. Sean has decided it's time to start picking up positions, and he is looking for cars to go by. He got under the 44 of Blakey to take that spot away. He isn't done yet. He's just begun his march forward.
Well, another guy on the move is the 51 of Mike Bentley. He is up to fourth now, running just ahead of the 27, Nat Bond. Bentley, leader of the second pack right now, trying to close in on the leaders, and it looks like he's doing a good job.
We have veteran driver up in the broadcast booth with us. We've got Gary Elliott with us. Gary, How important is it to save your equipment early in the race here? Is there such thing as save and not lose too much track position?
Well, yeah, there is. I mean, just to let you know how fast this field is, the first three were side by side and they were bumper to bumper, and yet they were still nine car lengths ahead of the fourth place car. And what's happened is that they're still running side by side for second, and those guys are eating up their tires. Mike Bentley started 12th, he's up to fourth, and his tires are going to be okay because he's not battling. Chenoweth started 8th and now, or 10th, and now he's back to 14th. So he's having a bit of a struggle, but late in this race, you'll see some of these cars that are holding back come back into play a role at the end.
Yeah, comers and goers, if you're looking for them, you got to look back to Steve Laking in the 44. I believe he's got trouble with that 44, Josh. He is sinking in the field, although still on the racetrack.
Well, Steve Laking off the pace right now, doing all he can to hold on to it. And another battle going on in front of Sean Chenoweth, side-by-side, Link Brown in the 99, the 48 of the bully Dwayne Baker. A couple laps ago, we saw a door slam heading into turn number three. They still race door-to-door, trying to battle for that spot, but they are eating up a lot of asphalt. The 89C of Sean Chenoweth, the London recreational driver, is pinned in behind them. He's going nowhere right now, and you can see Chenoweth just hoping one of these lanes is going to open up. Change of position down the back straightaway. Cade Lapsevich finally getting around the 23 of Sean McGlynn.
Oh, big contact on the racetrack. The leader almost got spun that time around, guys. I also seen some contact between the 23 and the number 26 of Cade Lapsevich. The 21 of Matt Perdigo is out running this one. 35 laps in the books. The 26 of Lapsevich is in second. The 23 of McGlynn in third. The 51 of Bentley, followed by the 27 of Matt Fox in that top five right now. What a race on the track. Still some side by side, but there is pretty well a little bit stretched out, Jerry, between most.
Absolutely. The lap traffic starting to make a roll here as we come through the field. Pritico had to work hard to get around the 60 of Beauchamp, the 97 of Culver, and the 37 of Freiberg.
Trouble out of two.
The 31 of Sean McGuire did get turned a wee bit there. The 86 of Billy Schwarzenberg right on him. It looked like there was some contact coming off of turn two. I believe you caught that one, Gary.
Well, actually, they were making contact. I don't know why I was watching them, but I just was trying to go through the field to see where some of the faster cars were. And both these guys are awesome runners. And they were battling each other on the front straightaway. They were doing some body checking. And then the young driver, number 86.
Billy Schwarzenberg.
Billy tried to go under him. Sean tried to block him, and then Billy turned him, coming off too.
We have a busy pit road right now as the caution flag flies on lap 37 here at Sunset Speedway. It's the APC 100. The 71 of McCaddy on pit road. The 51 of Mike Bentley, followed by the 86 of Billy Schwarzenberg. The 97 of Culver down pit road, as well as the number 10 of Tom Gibbons. So a busy place, Jerry, for the crews right now.
And they are going to work trying to get these guys back out onto the speedway. They're not going to lose a lap under the caution, but it tells you how quickly things are going away. Here comes Chenoweth down to his pit, and they're going to have a quick look at this one. They got the jack out. Looks like they're going to check something out underneath the hood. Something is not quite right on the car. Not sure what it is, but they are pulling the hood on the 89. Sean Chenoweth may have bigger problems today.
As well, the 9 car of Brennan Watson also down pit road. The 37 of Marvin Freiberger and the 44 of Steve Laking. What do you got, Gary?
Well, they just black flagged the second place car, Cade Lapsevich, because when him and the 23 tangled for the battle for second place, young Caden picked up his right left front fender and is dragging on his car. Now he has to go into the pits, remove the body part off the other car, and then he has to go to the back.
That's exactly right. As the crew does go to work on Caden Lapsevich's car, the front left corner, I guess, of the number 23 machine, pardon me, yeah, the left front, it did get installed down pit road on the number 26. Caden Lapsevich, tough deal. As he was running a real good race up front, we will get these cars sorted out. We'll take you through the field and get you up to speed on where everyone is. 37 laps in the books so far, Jerry. Caution number two. It's been a real hard-fought battle so far.
It has, and we really haven't seen anything. Nobody's paid the price, let's put it that way. We've got some minor incidents, some spins, but nothing that's really taken anybody out of the race this far. But you can tell they're giving it everything they've got. They're going after it, and they're going after it hard. Brandon Watson, looks like they've got some problems on the rear end of the car. They had the jack up underneath it, so not sure if he's going to get back out. But so far, the window net remains up. Looks like he's coming back out.
Today's race, all presented by Sabal Falls Tent and Trailer Park. Got to thank the Grizel family for jumping on here. The 81 of Andrew Grizel, the Sabal Falls car, about halfway back through the field here. We'll get you up to date on where everyone is. I also want to remind you, too, if you haven't got your tickets yet, for next weekend at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, you've got until the 26th to save some money on those tickets. You don't want to miss the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series or the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series this time around next weekend. It will be one that fans will be talking about for a long, long time here in Canada. It's going to be a dynamite race. NASCAR's biggest race in Canada, the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series Silverado 250 weekend, is coming up next weekend. So, big development here. Two-time winner in the series and current point leader, the 89 of Sean Chenoweth, just pulled in behind the wall, Jerry.
And I just talked to Brad Collison, who's working on Sean's crew today, and it's a brake issue. The brake pedal apparently is no good. He's got no brakes on the race car. That's why he's on the infield.
Oh, he's raced with that problem before.
They will go to work on that. He's got a top-notch crew, but it doesn't look like they're too busy.
You know, I've known Sean, and as Josh said, he's run without a brake pedal before. And as we've talked about, racers are all really nice guys. They're all willing to share their brakes with Sean when he has none.
And that works, Gary, when you're out front. If you've got a soft brake pedal or you're having a little bit because you can let it roll in. But when you're in the middle of the field, you're pretty well done if you haven't got a brake pedal, right?
No, that's exactly right. I had a brake pedal fall off my car in a hobby car in 1985. And I ended up finishing the race, but I had to back off. I had to try to go through the corners. You have nothing to, you just can't slow down. When you have a brake issue like he has, you can't race. All you can do is try to get back and follow.
We got a couple moments here. Let's go through some of your stats. How many years have you been running? This is your 47th year.
Yes, it is. 47th year. I started in 1996. And since 1969. Yeah, Cayuga Speedway in the mini stock class. And so I've accumulated 1,191 total nights so far. So in 9 more race nights, which will happen this year, I'll have reached 1,200 nights. And I think the average driver out here doesn't run 20 nights a year.
No.
And that'll take them 60 years to do that. So, but anyway, I've been just blessed because I've had so many people over the years help me. But I think our biggest claim to fame is our streak. We have, and I got to thank Josh, about 12 years ago or 10 years ago, Josh started calling me the Iron Man.
Right.
And at that time, I had about 540 consecutive nights without a miss. And we're up to 742 now. After
amazing.
Last night, yeah, 742 amazing. Since June 5th, 87, we have not missed a night.
246 wins in your career, 2 championships. That's amazing. And 20 top 5 finishes in points.
Yeah, I've been really fortunate. I have to admit I'm a points runner, but that's because when I go to a track, I go to try to be as – if I was running this series, I'd want to win it. If I couldn't win it, I'd want to finish second or third. I want to be here every race. 38 seasons of perfect attendance. It's all part of racing. You got to support your support. You got to support your sport.
I know, and we all love watching your race.
Thank
and I
you.
Know you're not done yet.
Oh,
so.
No way.
Field starting to form up. Let's get you as close as we can through the field here before the green comes out as the white flies. The 21 of Matt Pertigo on the pole right now, 37 laps in. To his outside, the number 23, that is Sean McLean on the inside. 27, Matt Fox to his outside. I believe that is the 83 of Dale Shaw. Yes, it is. Burbridge in row number 3. And the 37 fills up row number 4. We'll do a better job of that in a bit as the green flag flies.
And guys, something went wrong off the start for the 83 of Dale Shaw as he pulled out of the line, went way up the racetrack, and gave up about 3 spots. As he is now back in 6th. But the pedal up front is the 21 of Pritico, the 23 of McGlynn. We've seen this dance before, and here comes Pritico once again on the bottom as McGlynn fights on the outside, gets a little loose on a four, holds onto it, and still battling with the 21 of Pritico as they exit two down the back straight.
Pritico going to get some help this time down the back, shoot the 27. Matt Box, another Delaware runner, hooking up with him, but now the caution flag flies.
The 71 of McCaddy around on the exit of turn two. Didn't happen to see how he got that way. But the 71 does collect it. Doesn't look like there's any damage on the race car. And he will come around and rejoin the rear of this field as the caution flies on lap 39. The 71 of McCaddy comes down pit road for some service. I believe he was down pit road just moments ago. So maybe going to do some changing back to where it was, or maybe make a few more tweaks, Gary.
Yeah, you know what? It's the same thing with Dale Shaw. Dale Shaw on that restart started fourth. He went in hard into turn one, and his car came around. The back end of the car came around. He had to turn right so he wouldn't spin. He slid up the track, and he lost, as Jerry said, about four spots. And I'm sure the same thing happened to the 71. But he was also in a school of fish. And he got bumped too.
Yeah. He, in the shark waters is where he was. Okay, let's take you through the field here. The 21 of Pritico out front, 23 of McGlynn in second spot. Look at this. The 27 of Matt Box, currently second in the points, is in third spot right now. The number 87 car, and I'm sorry I don't have his name in front of me, but it is the 87.
Willie Raines.
Yes, absolutely. And let me see here. Behind Willie Raines in that fifth spot, the 83 of Dale Shaw. Burbridge in the two car back in the sixth spot. The 22 of Jamie Cox has worked his way up into the top 10, as the 17 of Josh Stoddy has done. It's Getz Gokes in the 24 car behind the 17. Working your way back into that 11th spot, the 48 of Baker. Followed by the 99 of Link Brown, the 81 of Andrew Grizzell, the 8 of Jason Parker. Got some damage on the right side of that race car. The 3 of Watson, the 86 of Schwarzenberg is about as far back as I can go, Jerry.
And then it's the 26 of Lapsevich, the 9 of Brandon Watson, the 60 of Ron Beauchamp, the 97 of Trevor Culver, the 10 of Tom Gibbons, and the 44 of Steve Laking. Coming off pit road, the 71 of Dan McCaddy, the 31 Sean McWhirter, and the 51 of Mike Bentley.
Also coming down pit road, he'll jump back into this one, the 37 of Marvin Freiberger. Had an up and down season, that number 37 machine. Blew an engine right off race number one, also hit the fence pretty hard. But they do have that put back together. Jason Tom, co-host of Racetime Radio on Monday nights, said to Jay on Monday, when are you going to get behind the wheel of that 37? The deal was at the beginning of the year, Marvin was going to drive some races, Jason Tom was going to be behind the wheel for others, then trouble right off the beginning. The car was sidelined and they didn't know if they were going to get it back together. Lo and behold, it's on the racetrack. It is in one piece. And I do believe the plan for the final race of 2015 in this APC series, we just may see Jason Tom behind the wheel of the number 37 discount tire car with CKNX on the back of it. So that will be interesting. Stay tuned. We'll be grilling Jay on Monday night to find out if he's going to be in that seat as the field starts to double up. 39 laps in the books. APC 100 live from Sunset Speedway. Jerry Paxton done in turn one and two. Josh Paxton in turn three, four. And up here in the tower, we've got him, the Iron Man, Gary Elliott, doing some color commentating today. Mike Charest, the starter for the APC series, waving the white flag, also waving the other finger at these guys on the front row. He wants a nice tight start, Jerry Paxton, to this APC 100.
Well, with 39 laps in the books, we've still got a long way to go. As they pick it up down the back straightaway, Pace Truck heads off to the safety of the infield. You can hear the roar as they come around to turn number four. Green flag is in the air. We're back racing. Matt Pritico down the front straight into the turn. He's got the 23 of McGlynn's holding on the outside, but not enough. Matt Box in the 27 runs underneath. McGlynn's going to be forced to run the high line as they come around to complete the lap. We're now 40 laps in the book. And McGlynn fighting on the outside to hold on.
Gritico got a great start that time, really rolling down low, but Glenn now drops in behind and he'll run in second. A few spots back, Dale Shaw trying to reclaim some of the positions he lost on the last restart. Shaw really working down low, trying to get around the 87 of Willie Rhines right now, who is up and down in front of Shaw, and to the outside of him, the number two of Rick Burbridge.
The 51 of Mike Bentley did go off on the high side to turn two. He's on his way back to the pit, guys. The 51 obviously having trouble. But out front, the 21 Global Warranties Toyota, that is Matt Pertigo. He leads by about, let's give it three car lengths for argument's sake, but it's a side-by-side battle for that second spot. The 27 of Matt Box and the Meineke entry, the 23 car of Sean McGlynn, side-by-side. It always seems like Sean has got somebody to the outside, Gary. They're having a whale of a run here today.
Yeah, Sean McGlynn is a great racer. He's a champion in many divisions. And he never, ever gives up. He's just always constantly battling. But Matt Box from Delaware Speedway, and now that Sunset's his home track, he's also improved his racing over the last few years. So you can see him giving Matt Pritico a battle pretty soon.
Have an eye for the number 22, Jamie Cox, on the move down low. He is catching up to the back bumper of the 83, Dale Shaw. He is working his way, trying to get into the top five. Right behind him is the number 17 of Josh Stoddy, and they are in the middle of a hornet's nest from about 5th to 10th.
And the caution flag flies on lap 45, the 97 of Trevor Culver is turned sideways up in the middle of turn 3. Some contact, seen a lot of guys up in there, don't know exactly what took place, but the 97 car does come to a stop right in the center of turn 3. Gary, this racetrack isn't forgiving, is it?
Well, you know what, it can be both. It can be a great place for a well-handling car, but it also can be a disaster. If you get into any kind of trouble, like the 97 of Trevor, rookie, spun in turn 3, that's probably the safest place on this track to spin. And he was, you know, he was battling like everybody in this whole, there's races all around this track. But if you're coming off turn 4 and you get a little bit sideways and somebody catches your back fender, you're going into the inside retaining wall, and then that'll just end your day in a hurry.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here on Racetime Radio. Some pit stops being done. Green flag will be coming out again momentarily. Stay with us.
Hey everybody, this is Tom Walters, and you're listening to Racetime Radio.
Live broadcast is presented by Sauble Falls Tent and Trailer Park. Secure family camping. Experience it. Book your site at saublefallscamping.com. Also powered by Dawson Dental Centers and Bobblehead Canada.
Race Time Radio.
President of Michigan International Speedway, Roger Curtis.
Really look forward to getting out and hanging out with our great Canadian fans. You guys are awesome. And one of these days, I'll tell you, to repay you for all the Canadians that come over here, I'm going to have a curling tournament on pit road.
If it happened on the track, you'll hear it on Race Time Radio. Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern on Canada Talks. Sirius XM 167.
It's the Velocity 250 weekend.
That's a show. That's what it's about.
Sunday, September 27th.
It's going to be tough. It's really going to be tough.
You know, I love the competition here. I love the racetrack and the atmosphere. The people here are great.
All presented by McCall Racing Enterprises.
Oh, absolutely. This one's going to rate right up at the top.
It's 50 laps for the Oscar Super Late Models.
And this is what happens when you have bright guys working on your race car. We're coming to the front.
40 for the Oscar Modifieds. 75 laps for the Late Models.
Expect us to be running up front most of this.
Plus 50 for the Super Stocks and 35 for Mini Stocks.
What a phenomenal field of race cars ready to fly here.
It's a Sunset Speedway season finale.
You know what you gotta do.
We're going three wide.
It is fast. It is furious. It is absolutely wild.
It's the Velocity 250 weekend at Sunset Speedway. Sunday, September 27th.
I mean, just close racing. You got to work for every spot.
At 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Live worldwide at racetimeradio.com.
Bring it on.
And we are back with you live today at Sunset Speedway as the white flag comes out on the racetrack. The 37 of Marvin Freiberger just made it back in by the skin of his teeth. The McMaster Pace Truck hits pit lane as the field comes to full song The green flag flies. The 21 of Matt Vertigo reassumes the spot out front, Jerry.
He sure did, and the 27 of Matt Box is right beside him as they come down the back straightaway. Matt Box edged Vertigo up the racetrack. Vertigo races back into the lead. And as they come down the front straightaway one more time, it's Vertigo out in front, then the 27 of Box, the 87 of Reigns, the 23 of McGlynn, the 2 of Burbridge, and the 83 of Shaw.
Willie Rhines has got a fistful of wheel right now, running in third spot, and what a run he is giving. And behind him, they are stacked up side by side. 23, Shaw McGlynn down low, the two car. Rick Burbridge up high, 83, Dale Shaw looking for some racing room, but boxed in right now as he runs beside the 17 of Josh Stoddy. Up front, three cars running nose to tail.
We're only a lap and a half from halfway in this race as 49 laps are complete, this time by the 21 of Matt Vertigo out front in this one. He looks comfortable out there, but he's not going to be able to stay comfortable for long out there, Gary. The 27 of Matt Box really having a great race here today.
Yeah, his race program has improved so much the last 2 years, and I wouldn't be surprised to see Matt taking a run for this. We're halfway now, and Matt is probably just playing a spoon. His spotters let him know he's got a good lead on third place, and that's going to be a great run. He's doing awesome this year.
Don't look now. Here comes the Sauble Falls 81 of Andrew Grisel marching through the top 10. He'll come around on the high side to put the 23 of Sean McGlynn behind him. Grisel running up to the 17 of Josh Stoddy. He is on the move.
And the front five now in single file, but that doesn't mean the racing's gone because Stoddy in the 17 taking a look on the two of Rick Burbridge. He's trying to find the right lane to get around him, but he's got a mirror full of that 81 of Grisel.
Your top five right now as they run on the racetrack. 53 laps in the books, coming to 54. The 21 car of Matt Vertigo up front. Box in the 27 second. Rhines in the 87 is third. Burbridge in the two, followed by, whoa, we got trouble on the front stretch. I don't know what took place there, guys. The caution flag is going to fly.
That's the 48 of Baker and the 26 of Lapsevich. And I'm just going to take a guess and say Caden Lapsevich is not too happy with the 48 of Dwayne Baker.
No, they made contact on the front straightaway, and Lapsevich had, as everybody knows, he was running second. He went into the pits. He had to go into the pits. He came back out. He restarted 19th, and he was up to 12th. And him and Baker made contact, and Baker ended up going in the front straightaway wall. And Lapsevich, I think he got enough damage. Baker's done for sure. I'm pretty sure. It looks like his right front suspension is beat up. And Lapsevich now has a flat tire. Whether or not he can continue racing, we'll have to wait and see.
What kind of damage can you see on that Zencor Homes number 48 of Dwayne Baker? We can see that that left front wheel, or pardon me, the right front wheel, Gary, tucked right up inside. What will make it do that?
Well, he's probably lost an upper control arm. It's probably broke right off, and now his spindle and his wheel will now point inwards. He may have a busted ball joint, any one of those things that holds the wheel upright, and usually they're leaned in a bit, but not anywhere near that much, Joe.
Yeah.
So they're looking at that now, and they're probably ready to concede the day. And Lapsevich needs a tow because he's got a flat tire, and I'm pretty sure that the front of that car will be dragging on the ground, so he won't dare drive it into the pits.
Okay, let's take you through the field here a wee bit. We've got 55 laps in the books. The 21 of Matt Vertigo out front of this one. The 27 of Matt Box having a great day here at Sunset Speedway. He currently comes into the day second in points. This is really going to help when the 89C of Sean Chenoweth is in the pit area. It's going to make for a good day for that number 27 of Matt Box. In third spot, the 87 car of Reigns. In fourth, the 2 of Burbridge. Josh Stoddy, he's having a great day. Comes up into the top five, running fifth on the racetrack now. In behind him, the 81 of Andrew Grisel, the Sauble Falls Cus W entry. Behind Andrew in eighth spot will be, pardon me, in the seventh spot will be the 83 of Dale Shaw. In ninth, the 22 of Jamie Cox. In tenth spot right now, the number eight, and that is Jason Parker. Link Brown started this race in the 26th spot. The 99 car has worked his way up into 11th right now, followed by the 24, and then Tom Gibbons, by the look of it, minus some front-end parts as the officials are going to pull him over. I think they're going to sort of make the 10 slide back there, and the rest of the field will pull up on him. But that'll give you an idea of who's running up in that top 10, 15 cars. It's been a great race so far. 54 laps in the books. Check that. They did take one back. Pit Road, a busy spot. The 31 of McGorder, the 97 of Colvert on their way back out trackside. The 49 of Dwayne Baker in the Zencor Holmes car. Does look like his day is over. We may get a word with the 89 of Sean or the 49 of Baker. I know the guys will be busy down on pit road finding out who's be doing what. The 37 of Marvin Freiberger also pit side in the infield. I know they had a problem with the rear wheel on that car.
Hey, guys, I did get a chance just to talk to the number 48 of Dwayne Baker. He declined an interview at this time and just not really suiting his mood right now. They have confirmed they are done. Very disappointed. Lots of damage on that right front, as Gary predicted. And not a happy man right now as he climbed out of the car. Not the way he wanted his day to end.
No, tough, tough deal. Gary, you've been on this racetrack a lot of times. Ran a lot of 100-lap races here. We're 54 laps into the race. Do you know what you got for a race car now, and will it change much from here to the end?
Well, anybody that's doing good right now, and you look at Gressel, he's moved. He won the last chance. He's moved in, or the B main. He's moved up now to the top 10. He's running seventh. He's got an awesome chance now to grab the win. He just needs to be patient. Guys now just need to run smooth. They want to pour on the coal maybe in the last 20 laps, last 15 laps for sure. They want to start getting. But a lot of guys have really have come up and done well. Even Gibbons, remember, he was in the first caution.
Right.
And now he's the first car, a lead lap. He's going to get his lap back. And, that's going to be an interesting race. I mean, guys just got to be cool. Lapsevich is being towed in now with a flat tire. I don't know if he'll be confronted by the 48 team. But then again, I don't know whether that was just a racing incident. So,
yeah, it could be. As the 60 of Ronnie Beauchamp Jr. is down and away down pit road, he'll bring the 60 back out trackside. The 48 of Baker is going to be out of this one as the tow truck is going to back up to him. Caden Lapsevich also going to miss the call here for the restart. As the field has formed back up, white flag in the hands of Mike Charest, starter for the APC Series. It is the APC 100, 54 laps in the books, all brought to you today by Savo Falls Tent and Trailer Park. Can't thank them enough for coming on board and allowing us to broadcast our first ever APC Series event here in the province of Ontario. The McMaster pace truck down pit road, and the green flag back out on the racetrack, guys.
And Mac Critico takes him down into turn one and two once again. This time, Matt Box in the 27 on the outside. He'll take advantage of the run under turn two, down the back straightaway into turn number three. As they come out of four, it's Matt Box with the advantage. Matt Box takes the lead away from the 21 of Critico as the Hornet's Nest stirs up behind him.
Matt Box powers out of turn number two and will clear the 21 this time. Britico trying to fight back on the inside lane, but right now the high side is where it's at. Box clearly out in front, followed by the 21 of Britico. Then a little break back to the 87 of Willie Rhines behind him. They are side by side. 17 of Josh Stoddy down low, leading the 83 of Dale Shaw. Up high, it's the 2 of Rick Burbridge and the 81 of Andrew Grizzell.
1-2, a little bit of a breakaway, but in behind that guy, side by side action with Rhines and Burbridge going door handle to door handle. Stoddy and Grizzell, the next row back. And you've got Cox and Shaw, so you've got three rows double wide, and they're all vying for that fourth spot. Incredible run, the 58 laps in the books. As we come back to the stripe, the 27 of Box is out front of this one.
And guys, that 87 of Willie Rhines, he may be the cork in the bottle because he's running on the low side of the racetrack. That's where everybody is backing up. On the high side, the number 2 of Rick Burbridge, the 81 of Andrew Grizzell, they've made the pass. So now does the 22 of Jamie Cox as they go around the 87 of Willie Rhines.
Look at the 81, the Sauble Falls car of Andrew Grizzell into the top 5, stalking the number 2 of Rick Burbridge this time as they come around at a 4. He's trying to get it up side by side. That race car came from the last chance qualifier. Grizel started outside of the top 22. Right now he is side-by-side battling for third.
Here comes the Cuss W Ford and Zabel Falls race machine of Andrew Grizel side-by-side with Burbridge for that third spot. And how about a side-by-side battle back up front? Matt Vertigo says, Fat Fox, move over. I'm coming back as caution flies.
And this time it's the 23 of Sean McGlynn, who is the wrong way on the racetrack in turns one and two.
Tough, tough deal for the number 23 of Sean McGlynn. He was having a dynamite race. Ran a lot of laps, Gary, on the outside of the racetrack. I'm not sure what sent the 23 Meineke entry around, but it's not looking good for him. He is still under power, which is a good thing, and hopefully he can jump back in here.
Yeah, I think what's happened with him is something, when him and Caden Lapcevich made contact earlier, and that's when Caden had the pit stop with the lost fender, I think something's happened to the chassis of the 23 because he was very dominant, and now he's struggling even to keep up, and he has to stop again. So he's going to be, with 38 laps left, he has to go to the back, and this field is actually fast all the way, very hard to pass.
Our next live race will come up on September the 12th. We'll be live from Full Throttle Motor Speedway. It will be the finale for the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series. That number 23 car, Sean McGlynn, will be in that race, I do believe, Jerry Paxton. It's been a struggle for Sean here today. Looks like the crew is going to work, but we will see Sean McGlynn in our finale live from Full Throttle Motor Speedway.
Oh, absolutely. Sean McGlynn picked up that first win of the 2015 season in the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup last weekend at Delaware. That just fired him up, but you heard him in the pre-race today say this is the series he wants to compete in. This is the series he wants to excel. He's just had a little bad luck today. May have used up a little more of that race car than he intended to in the early going. And, of course, that little scuffle with the 26 of Caden Lapcevich did not do him any favors.
Hey, guys, just going to step in real quick with Marvin Freiberger, driver the number 37. Marvin, Joe was talking a minute ago about the driving split between you and Jason Toms, but, man, you don't seem to be getting a lot of seat time, especially here today.
Well, yeah, today this is the track that I was going to race at. Jason's going to be racing at Delaware when we're going there. So the car was good. Got two flat tires going around an accident trying to avoid hitting a car. I didn't hit the car, but I got two right flat tires. I brought one right side and two left sides. Well, that's the way it goes. Cars are in good shape. It'll be good for Jason at Delaware.
Marvin's got it all warmed up for him. Just wish he could have had a few more laps today.
Tough, tough deal for the 37. Gary, you know what it's like. A veteran race car driver, Gary Elliott, in the broadcast booth with us. If you just joined, the Iron Man is with us. Gary, you know what that's all about when you have difficulty on the track. You are pitted on the infield here. What's it like when you haven't got that one piece you need?
Well, and especially in Marvin's case, because like he said, he avoided a wreck, which is good. But then he gets two flat tires. He must have picked up debris. Now he's parked for the day. But he's got a great attitude. He's running in the top five in points at Sauble Speedway. He's a great ambassador, not only for the sport, but he supports some great charities like Easter Seals. So he's a great guy. And, yeah, he's got to watch the rest of this race, but the car's in good shape for the next one.
The wave around car this time, if you're keeping track at home, the 44 of Steve Laking will jump back, hopefully on the lead lap, as the white flag comes out on the racetrack. Starter, veteran starter, Mike Charest, doing a great job here at Sunset Speedway, as always, with the APC Series. Okay. McMaster Pace truck down pit road. And the green flag in the hands, and now green on the racetrack, guys.
And Matt Pritico was not taking any chances on the restart. He put the pedal to the metal. He got about a half a car advantage on the 27 of Matt Fox as they went to turn one. He's trying to hold on to it now as they exit turn four. Down the front straight again. They are door to door. Advantage Pritico, but just barely. And by the way, Matt Pritico couldn't have a better coach on how to get around Sunset Speedway. Working with him today, Tommy Walters.
Check out the leader battle down the front chute now deep into turns one and two. Who's knocking on the door of that side-by-side battle? 81, Andrew Grizel. You've got Cox and Pritico door-to-door through three and four, and Grizel now pushing hard down low.
I think back to the Delaware Speedway days and the championship. Andrew Grizel won at Delaware Speedway. He had to beat the two guys that are in front of him, and he knows exactly what they're going to do as this race unfolds. 66 laps in the books. A side-by-side battle up front. It doesn't get any better than this race, fans. Matt Fox, Matt Vertigo, the 81 of Andrew Gurzel, followed by the 8 of Jason Parker, the 83 of Shaw. Make up your top five.
And side-by-side battle, a little contact in turn number one as the 21 of Vertigo and the 27 of Fox both got a little loose, got into each other. They gathered it up. They're still battling it out. Gurzel trying to put pressure on one of them to make a mistake as the number 8 of Jason Parker gets up alongside Gurzel. And the 83 of Dale Shaw tucks right in behind them.
Well, Gurzel just lost some options. He had originally had the opportunity to go high and low looking for the faster line. Now he is pinched to the low side. The multi-time Sauble Speedway champion, number 8, Jason Parker, a new face in this top five. He's running fourth to the outside of the 81. We've got four cars door to door out of 3 and 4 this time. Dale Shaw on the bumper down low. And now Jamie Cox wants to get up in the mix.
The 89. Oh.
And big trouble down in turn number 1 and 2. The number 2 of Rick Burbridge, the 99 of Link Brown, hard into that concrete wall at the top end of turn 2, and that is one big mess.
That is a big hit.
Red flag out on the racetrack. We will break away, and we will be back live from Sunset Speedway. It's the APC 100. Red flag is out. We'll get you up to date when we get back.
Oh, I know. It goes asphalt racing on dirt for planting potatoes. But I ain't saying that.
You already did it.
SiriusXM NASCAR Radio, Channel 90, takes you inside the sport like no one else.
We just raced really hard, and I think the fans enjoyed it.
Kyle Blocks! Tony gets him to Kyle!
The biggest names in NASCAR.
Tony Stewart.
Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Jeff Gordon.
Jimmy Johnson.
Carl Edwards.
Danica Patrick on your home for NASCAR.
All season long.
Very nice job.
Woo! Good for the fans.
We're going to have a wild finish here.
I'm going to fight all the way to the end.
SiriusXM NASCAR Radio, Channel 90.
It's what racing's all about.
Tonight's live broadcast is presented by Sauble Falls Tent and Trailer Park. Secure family camping. Experience it. Book your site at saublefallscamping.com. Also powered by Dawson Dental Centers and Bobblehead Canada.
There's no question. The day is coming. You're going to have to fix your vehicle. APC Auto Parts Centers are ready. The quality parts you need are already in stock with 44 locations featuring brand names like WeatherTech, AC Delco, Daco, Bram, and Total Lubricants. APC Auto Parts Centers, ready for your tomorrow today. APC, proudly Canadian owned and operated.
It's a season finale in the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour.
We're going to have some mixed feelings with this one. Do you know that's not done yet?
Saturday, September 19th.
These guys are going to be hard to beat, and we're going to have our hands full with them.
Live from Scotia Speed World in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. Fly-to-fly coverage at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. It's the Dartmouth Dodge 200.
Just when we thought we knew what was going to happen.
The champagne flies down here.
Who will be the champion in the 15th anniversary Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour?
Whatever. You got the winner to fix it.
Saturday, September 19th.
Let's bring this home. Bring it home. Yeah!
At 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Holy Boise dinner. Woo-hoo!
Only on racetimeradio.com.
Yeah, yeah, baby. Yeah.
If you're looking for miles per gallon, you're definitely at the wrong place. Maybe a few channels up or a few channels down, you'll find it. But this is Race Time Radio on Sirius XM 167. Canada Talks.
And we are back with you live today at Sunset Speedway. Red flag is out for a cost share or for a big incident. The 99 Link Brown, the 2 of Burbridge. Drivers are okay, but I'll tell you, heavy-duty impact. Let's throw it down now to Josh Paxton on the infield. Take it away, Josh.
Well, you know what? That was a heavy impact, and I was just talking about with another driver here, Caden Lapcevich, driving the number 26. And Caden, we'll go back to your incident earlier, and not the way you want to end the day. Man, you had a good race car at the start of this one.
Yeah, we were really strong. Just saving my stuff for the end for the last 30. But, you know, early contact with the 23. He just wouldn't give me a lane, and I was like, I got to go. They're catching. So I just got in there a little deep. We touched, but he just kept turning left, tried to drive over me, and then, you know, working through the field, coming back through the field, I got squeezed into the wall by the 48 car, and there's just nothing you could do. Don't know if he didn't see me or not, but just ended our day there.
Well, you know, man, it was fun watching up there, and it's got to be tough running from the top three going to the back. And how much fun was it, though, being in this APC late model field? Because you've got to be at the younger end of the totem pole on this one.
Yeah, you know, this is a really good series, and a lot of talented drivers in here. But, you know, they've wrecked a lot of stuff this year, and I'm kind of worried for it next year. But I think it'll be long-lived, and it'll turn out to be a really good series. But, you know, it's a lot of fun. They're great cars to drive, and hope we can get back in one soon.
It's always close when you got this much talent, I'm sure, running around. You've got a lot of people behind you that, you know, helped you get into this race car and others. I'm sure you want to give them a quick shout-out here on Racetime Radio.
Yeah, I got to thank my sponsors, Tim Hortons, Cash Rod, Springer's Meats, Cathcart Trucking, Troy Cove Marine, Epic Racewear, all my supporters, my mom, dad, grandma's grandpas, my girlfriend, everybody helps me out. And then Terry Baker sponsors, Napa, Oswegan, Brian's Auction, JustJunk.com, and Epic Racewear also. But you know, I couldn't do it without them, and I'm just glad to have the opportunity.
Do all racers have a photographic memory to get that kind of list memorized?
No, I think I've just done a lot of interviews.
Thanks very much. Caden Lapcevich, they call him the prodigy here at Sunset Speedway, so remember that name. You're likely to hear it again in the APC late models.
Josh, ask him if he's going to be NASCAR Canada at CPT next weekend.
I'll catch him when he comes back. I'll get an update for you. He's taking off. He had places to be.
Yeah, he did do some NASCAR Canadian Tire Series racing this year. It'll be interesting to see if we get Caden back in it. As the cleanup crew continues, Gary Elliott, that number 99 of Link Brown looks like it's severely damaged. I would imagine the two cars going to be in the same position here. Tough hit.
Well, you know what? I have to say one thing. Like, the top six or seven cars all represented six racetracks. Link Brown represents Peterborough Speedway. The number two represents Flamborough Speedway. They're both good runners. They came together just past the start-finish line, and the 99... running side by side, he climbed up on the front fender of the two. As they went into turn one, the two couldn't steer, and the 99 couldn't get down off of them. By the time they separated, they were 3 feet from the cement, 5 feet, and high impact into the cement wall, destroying the 99's front end. His front end will be destroyed, and the two, if he didn't slam the wall sideways, he'll have a lot of cosmetic and maybe some minor suspension damage, as long as he didn't end up going into the wall. I think he did with his left front. So they'll both have a bit of they'll both have suspension damage, but the 99 will have extremely severe front end damage.
Well, the two went into the wall extremely hard. That front left corner slammed in hard enough to tear both the fender and the hood off together and literally blasted them down the racetrack.
Yep.
Hey guys. Yeah. You know, Racetime Radio, we get you closer. So I got permission from the APC officials. We're on the track here under red flag condition. Going to step in with Andrew Grizel. And Andrew, man, it looks hot in there. I'm glad I'm not in there with you, buddy. How's it going, man? You're sitting here in third and we're under red.
Oh, it's going really good. You know, we didn't have much luck there in qualifying today. Found a few things wrong with the car and woke it right up. And, you know, we're just as fast or faster than these guys in front of us. So all I'm looking for is a clean way to get around them. And then, you know, hopefully we can finish the race up front.
How much pressure are you putting on yourself to pull this one through today?
Quite a bit, man. I mean, I've been working my bag off on this race car, fixing it every week. And, you know, so far I think this is the best run we've had yet. Played it safe from the start and just gradually making our way through the pack. We're just trying, and we're still just running cautious, man. We don't want to mess this thing up.
Well, I know you've got a big following for you, the Sauble Falls team. Everybody's tuning in to Racetime Radio, cheering on the number 81 right now. You know what, guys? I'm just going to kind of wander, do that Michael Waltrip thing while I'm out here and see how else I can go bug. Like,
yeah, you're doing pretty good.
Dale Shaw's
at it, Josh.
Always a nice guy to talk to. Oh, he's got the little muffler thing on the front of his face, but I bet we can get a quick word. Dale, you comfortable in there, buddy?
Yeah, it's
It's a little warm in here, but I just want to get back going green. We got a really good car. I just kind of got beat around a little bit here, but I think we got a shot at him if we can get out front. But just like to thank all the guys. We wrecked this thing last night, put it back together, and it's a rocket today. Just want to get this one over with. It's getting a little warm in here.
I think for solidarity, we should get some of these race fans to put on snowsuits and then sit out here in the August heat, and then they'll feel like you.
Yeah, snowsuit in your car with the heater on full blast. I would say that would be a fair comparison.
There's Dale Shaw racing up into the top five right now.
How about that? Josh Paxton getting it done right down on the racetrack. We are under red at Sunset Speedway for the APC 100. 69 laps in the books. A heavy, heavy contact for the 99 of Link Brown and the number two of Burbridge. Both cars severely damaged. Good news is drivers are okay, and that's always key. It's been quite a race here at Sunset Speedway today. The number 27 of Matt Box is your leader, according to that backstretch top five scoreboard. The 21 of Matt Pertigo in second. The 81 of Andrew Gersell back in the third spot. In fourth spot, the 8 of Jason Parker. And in fifth, you just heard from him moments ago, the number 83 of Dale Shaw. So that sets your top five. Early in this race, the number 89C car of Sean Chenoweth driving for Midas and London Recreational had to go pit side with a broken brake pedal. He came in the day as the points leader. He is a two-time winner in this series, and he started his day out really with disaster. He is back on the racetrack. Crew did a great job putting it all back together, and he is back on the racetrack. But it's been quite a race so far. We've got Gary Elliott, the Iron Man, up here in the booth. Gary, what's your impression of race number 6 in the APC series?
Well, this is a great race. It's it doesn't matter what series you have. When you have cars close together, you're going to have trouble, especially fast competitive cars. Guys don't want to give up. Guys are fighting and battling to try to hang on to their spot, and that's when trouble happens. But I got to hand it to Sean Chenoweth. They could have parked the car, but a true champion tries to get back out. And part of the handle that I got from Josh years ago for Ironman was not only my longevity of racing, but also and my willingness to be at every race regardless, was the fact that we never gave up. So if I rolled over my car one year and we worked on it to get it back out for the feature, and we did. And Sean, you know, he was down 30 laps, but they could have just parked it, but they didn't. They got it back together, and now they're back out, and maybe they'll gain a few spots.
That rollover was in your Canadian Vintage Modified, known as the Hobby Club back then. I was sitting in the grandstand at Flamborough Speedway. You did what would be called a gentle roll coming off of turn two, if I'm correct. You had the toy soldier on the side of the car. I was there that night. Was that you?
Well, that was on a Wednesday night.
That was?
A Wednesday night, and that was in 1978 when I flipped the
car. Was it?
Yeah, my first rollover was in 72 at Speedway Park. I come off turn two again, but on that one I rolled halfway to the infield. The people come running over and said, "Are you okay?" And I said, "Look at my car." I was so upset. My car was just demolished. I was young and stupid, but full of the stuff that we never can buy as adrenaline.
Right,
and
right.
All I was upset about was how much damage I had done to my car. But we drove in the pits. We got towed in, and then we worked on it for 2.5 hours and got it back out for the feature just so I could crash again.
That's why you got 47 years in this sport, bud.
Now, listening to the two of you, you're talking about racing in the 1970s. If somebody had said to you at that point, "Hey, you know what? We should talk about this worldwide." What would you have thought then? Because the internet didn't exist. Like, come on, guys, you're old.
No, it didn't. we were smoke signals and Pony Express for getting messages around. Like, there's no way. We would send letters and seal them with a kiss or whatever.
Yeah, you'd have to put a stamp on it.
That's right.
Yeah, not hit send.
No kidding. No, today's great in so many ways. We got Facebook. We got the internet. We can websites. There's so many ways we can update our sport. And a lot of these guys are doing that, and more drivers are doing that today, being ambassadors for their sport. And when they do so, they do for their sponsors as well.
Pretty amazing. Jerry, you're down there in turns number 1 and 2. How's the cleanup coming along, bud?
Well, it looks to me like they've got about 200 pounds of speedy drivers sweeping down to the bottom of it here. But I'm going to grab a quick word with Tom Walters. Tom, I was talking to Matt Pritico earlier. He said he's using you as a coach today.
Yeah, that's true. They brought me on to help Matt. Went and tested with him on Monday at Delaware. Things went great. It's a brand new car. With me helping out at McCall's now, just gives me an opportunity to start working with some people.
I don't know if you got all that, guys. It sort of went quiet here in my ear.
Nah, that's because your batteries are probably dead. We got every word with Tom Walters.
Okay, well, Tom, here's the next question then. Matt's starting on the outside on this restart.
Yeah, we did a bunch of testing this afternoon on the outside to get him used to it. I told him the line to run, and hopefully he sticks to it, and we'll be fine.
No worries about that 27 car?
No, I think we're a little bit quicker than Boxy. He's running pretty decent, but I think we're just a little bit quicker.
Well, if you got to have a coach to get around Sunset Speedway, my vote would be with Tom.
Hall of Fame, Tom Walters. That's pretty good news right there. Tell you what, I'll take you through the field now. I know there could be some changes to this, but I'm just overlooking scorekeeper's shoulder right now, and I got my eye on the monitor. So I'm going to take you through it. The 27 of Matt Box will lead us back to green. The 21 of Matt Pertigo in second spot. 81 of Andrew Gurzel is in third spot. In fourth spot, Jason Parker having a great run here today. In fifth, the 83 car of Dale Shaw. In sixth, how about it, the 22 of Jamie Cox having a great run. I don't think we've heard the end of Jamie Cox here yet today. In seventh spot, the number two of Burbridge, which we know that's going to change. The 99 of Link Brown as well. Those two guys were running seventh and eighth. You got to know that the 99 of Link Brown did start this race dead last in the 26th spot. So those two guys, not indicative of the day that they had going on. When you get the final results and you see them near the back of the field, trust me when I say both were very, very competitive today in the APC 100. Looking back through the field here, ninth, where this driver will move up a couple. We can guarantee it if he doesn't go down pit road. The 17 of Josh Stoddy. In 10th spot, the 3 car of Mark Watson, 11th, the 87 of Willie Rines in 12th, Brandon Watson, the 24 in 13th spot, 71 of McCaddy is back in the 15th spot. Things are going to change, as mentioned, because those two guys will be coming out, and who knows who is going to need a pit stop when that caution flag flies on the racetrack. A lot of guys will be getting hot in those cars. You never know what tire pressures will do. Gary, it's got to be something that you really got to get nervous for when a red flag comes out on a hot day and you're in the middle of a race. It's pretty tough on these cars to stop them and then try and refire them, correct?
Well, yes, that's one thing for sure. I mean, some of them will be okay. Most of them now today have alternators, so they're good. Like, they're going to be able to restart. But I think the biggest issue right now, most of these drivers were in a groove. And they were in a groove of competition, and now they've had probably 15 to 20 minutes to relax. And like Dale Shaw said, and I experienced myself with a heat gun, it gets over 250 degrees inside the car. And that just, you know, these guys will lose 3 or 4 pounds, maybe more. So now they have to refocus, get back into the, you know, the expression they use to put your game face on?
Right.
These guys all had their game face on. Now they just had all their lazy boy face on. So right. Now they got to get back into it. And I'll tell you the one that's got it on and never lost it, and that's the number 81.
Yeah.
So we can watch him. Tom Walters is helping the 21, which is great, and they're doing good. But the 81 has come from basically 22nd spot up to third. And also Jason Parker, who's a champion from Sauble Speedway, he's also
another one
to watch. So, and he's running very, very good. We got the lead car from Sunset Speedway, the second place car from Delaware Speedway, the third place car from Sauble Speedway, the fourth from Sauble, the fifth from Sunset, or from Flamborough, and the next one from Delaware, all different tracks represented here.
Amazing, to say the least. That's the kind of thing you get with the APC Series, all presented by Grisdale Racing Products, a dynamite first year for this series here in the province of Ontario. Things are going to go up. You got a Blue Jay update for us?
Well, you know what? I love Blue Jays. I follow the Blue Jays, and most people do, especially the last month or so. They've been doing great. They were 8 games behind Yankees, and then they got within a half a game. Everybody knows they were playing a tough series out in L.A., and now they won the first 2 games. Today, R.A. Dickey started pitching. At the end of the first inning, L.A. was up 5-1. But up comes the monster bats from the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
Blue Jays are leading now 9-5.
Good deal.
In the seventh.
So they could sweep.
Oh, they could sweep. They are unbelievable.
There we go. Jerry Paxton, I can see you busy down there. You guys are going to carry this for a wee bit. I got to run downstairs and see what that little men sign looks like.
Well, Jerry's got some extra speedy dry if you need it.
Yeah. Have fun. Gary is up here. Talk away, guys. I'll be back in a bit.
Well, I think as we get set for the restart, a few interesting things are going to happen, and Gary, I'm going to pick up right where you left off, and that is a lot of these drivers have got to get back into it again. The rhythm has been broken. The focus has been challenged, and they're going to try just to get it back on again. And with 31 laps to go, I hope it doesn't take a whole lot of laps. They haven't got that many to get it going.
Well, it's a Saturday night shootout now, right? Like, we're talking regular Saturday night feature race. Everything that we've done to this point was just jockeying for position. Now we've got them lined up for a 30-lap shootout to the finish. Really, there's been enough of a break to settle down and treat this as a brand new race, with the exception that you've got 70 laps of tire wear.
Yes, and not only that, you have some guys that were not up in the mix earlier that are up there now, and their cars are good. They probably bided their time. Like Jason Parker, at one point, at halfway, he was 14th. Now he's running 4th. These guys all have experience of running at the top. And I just would like to say one thing about my son next year wants to run this, David Elliott. He's leading Flamborough points this year. He won the second half championship last year. David wants to try to run this series next year. I just messaged him now to say that he's committed, but he said he's thinking about it. So it would be great to see my son up here again and race. And actually, I wouldn't mind running this series as well. I think this is a place to be for your sponsors, for the racetracks. Flamborough Speedway, Jerry and Josh, I grew up with you guys racing late model and even the hobbies. You guys were great, and you're great here today. Flamborough Speedway gets such a huge crowd when this series shows up there, and I'm glad to see Flamborough's getting their fans back.
Well, there's no question the APC United Late Model Series is the up-and-coming series. We're seeing some of the best competition, some of the best drivers, some of the best equipment that the province has to offer. And this inaugural year has been, I think by all measure, a complete success. We're in race 6 of 7, and we're still bringing in and unfortunately sending guys home. So that's a healthy sign. That means the series is drawing interest. And the guys who are in it for the long haul, not the short one, and that's what's going to make it work.
All right, guys, they are getting the signal. It looks like, yep, the white flag is out this time, so next time out of four, we will be looking for green. On the front row, 27 Matt Box down low, 21 Matt Pritico up high. On row two, it's the 81 of Andrew Grizel. Beside him in the number 8, that is Jason Parker. On row 3, the number 83, Dale Shaw, will start alongside the 22 of Jamie Cox. On row 4, 17, Josh Stoddy. Beside him, the 3 of Mark Watson. Then the number 9 of Brandon Watson. The 24 of Nick Getz. Make up your top 10. Here they come at a turn number 4. Green is down. Into you, Jerry.
And Matt Pritico tries to take the advantage on the outside as they come to turns 1 and 2. Matt Box is having none of it. They're down the back straightaway, door to door, as they come to 3 and 4.
You got 3-4 rows deep, side by side, and continues all the way back. Give that lap number 70, to that number 27 of Matt Box. Check that. The 21 led that lap, Gary. Amazing. It looked like the 27 from here.
Yeah, and you know what? The 21 got that. The 27 will have this one for sure. But this is his home track, so Matt Box has got a bit of an advantage. This is still going to be a great race.
Absolutely. Can't go by the scoreboard right now. I know we got 72 in the books, but it says the 97 is your leader, which isn't there. You know, Trevor Culver would love it, but side-by-side battle all the way down the backstretch, Josh.
Matt Box still down low. Pritico up high. The nose in front. Box getting a little help now from Jason Parker in the 8 car. They are still door-to-door across the line.
And it is Pritico in the 21 with the advantage. Just a tire in front. That's all. And Matt Box fighting back as they go down the back straight to turn 3 and 4. Pritico advantage out of 4. Down the front straightaway. He is using that outside lane perfectly to stay in front of the 27 of Matt Box. Matt Box doing everything he can to get him on the inside.
A little bit of damage, a little bit of contact on the 22 of Jamie Cox. Last time by, guys, seen it bounce off the wall. He is side by side right now with Grizel, but there is a little bit of a swap happening there. The 27 of Box, the 21 of Pritico, still side by side, but you got the number 8 of Jason Parker up into that third spot. And he's looking on the high side, up the 27. He's got nowhere to go.
This race is all about momentum right now, and Pritiko had the momentum on the outside. He'd been pinching the 27 in the middle of the turn, forcing that box to hit the brake pedal. That last time out of two, Box had none of it. He mashed the gas, rode the 21 up to the wall, and now Matt Box dominating out front again by a nose.
Side by side as they come down this back stretch, Matt Box and the 21 of Matt Pritiko doing a dynamite job here as lap 78 is complete. Side by side for your second spot, or pardon me, your second row. The 8 of Parker and the 22 of Cox is starting to come on, guys.
And now Matt Pritiko in that 21 breaks away, gets a half a car length on the 27 of Matt Box. But as they come out of two and down the back straight away, Matt Box trying to fight it back. Talk about having it to the mat. They're going all the way.
Andrew Grizel is chomping on the bit in the number 81 car. He lost a spot. He runs in fifth beside the 83 of Dale Shaw. But guess what? There's nowhere to go. There's a four-car pack in front of them as the front two rows still side-by-side, this time out of four. 21 Pritiko takes the lead.
Whoa, got real tight coming off just into the entrance of turn number one. The 22 of Cox just about got squeezed to the inside or to the outside fence by the 27 of Box. Incredible racing.
We talked about how tight the cars are, how competitive the field is. This is what you get, tight racing, and they're having trouble trying to get an advantage, trying to get away from one another.
Here comes Grizel. He has made a move up the inside. He is back in that fourth spot right now. 21 of Pritiko leads it. In second, the 8 of Parker and the 27 and 81 car side by side. Here comes Grizel for the third spot.
Whoa, out of 422, Cox was riding 81's bumper, got him a little bit sideways. Andrew Grizel hangs on. He will race to the inside of the 21-7 of Matt Box down the back straightaway. 81 car up to third.
If you got to use it, you need to. It's 85 laps in the books now. It's getting into those closing stages, Gary, and you want to be up there, but you got to be careful.
Well, this is the time you don't want to make a mistake to take you out. You've worked hard all day for a 100-lap race to be in the top five, and you think that you can move up to fourth, third. Maybe even you got a chance to win it if there's another late caution. But you got to be careful now. This is no time to wreck everything that you've done.
Matt Pritiko in that number 21 continues to lead the way, but he is feeling it. Jason Parker in the number 8 is chasing him into turn 1 and 2. And Pritiko driving it hard. Right behind them, the 81 of Andrew Grizel. Then that battle for fourth between the 22 of Jamie Cox, the 27 of Matt Box.
How about Jason Parker that time right down to the apex of turns 3 and 4. Dug a lane inside. Now coming around out of 2 this time. Parker still stalking the 21, trying to find the inside. Gets up to the left rear corner panel, takes a sniff. Pritiko drives off turn 4.
You can throw a blanket over the top. 3 cars right now in the APC 100 at Sunset Speedway. The 21 of Pritiko followed by the 8 of Parker. The 81 Sauble Falls Custom U Ford of Andrew Grizel. Tucked right up underneath the rear deck lid of Parker in that third spot. I don't think we've seen the end of this, guys, and we've got 10 laps left to go.
I see a bad moon rising right now in that battle for fourth. The handling has gone away on the 27 of Box. He is struggling, was running in the middle of the racetrack. Dale Shaw in the 83 now works the inside lane. Looks like the 22, Jamie Cox, could line up with him. This may sort things out as they start to go single file beneath the 27 of Matt Box.
We got a lead change, guys. Coming off turn 4, the 8 of Parker will lead lap 91 as a caution flies.
Bad luck there for Jason Parker. He just took the lead. I'm sure he won't hold it. They'll go back a lap, but that is so close with 9 laps to go.
Unbelievable race here at Sunset Speedway. Jerry Faxton, you cannot get a better one than we've got in front of us today.
Absolutely not. This couldn't get any tighter. We talked about it at the top of the show, how tight they were in time trials, how competitive the field was. You're seeing it. You're also seeing who's using up their equipment and how fast they can use it up. Matt Box tried and tried and tried to steal the lead from Pritiko, but he couldn't do it. He's used up the tires. He's fallen back about 4 spots. Jason Parker timed it just right. So did the 81 of Andrew Grizel. And we're yet to see if the 83 of Dale Shaw saved just enough.
It is 91 laps in the books of the APC 100 live from Sunset Speedway here today on Racetime Radio. Got Jerry Paxton overlooking turns 1 and 2. Got Josh Paxton looking turns 3 and 4. We've also got the Ironman Gary Elliott up in the broadcast booth giving us some color commentary and what these drivers are actually going through. Gary, 9 laps left to go. It's been a 100-lap race. It's a hot day. What is your strategy if you're anywhere in that top 5?
Well, I'm just telling you right now, just from watching the last 10 laps, the car that I think that has a chance to win this right now is between the 8 and the 81. Now, the 21 has done awesome all day, but he, too, has been in so many heavy battles lap after lap. I just got a feeling that the 8 is going to get him. I just got a feeling Parker's been sitting back, just running consistent. Now you got 81 and you got 83, Dale Shaw. You got Gresel. Man, oh man, we got a shootout for the last nine laps.
Accidents today on this racetrack, guys, have got to be a byproduct of tight quarters, high stakes racing. That's what I attribute it to. I haven't seen a lot of what you would call unnecessary wrecking on this racetrack today. This has been extremely tight racing and real, real good racing, right, Jer?
Absolutely. This has been exactly what we all love to come and see. It's been hard, it's been tight, it's been competitive. Nobody's holding anything back. Nobody's being dirty about it. They're giving it everything they've got. They're doing it the right way. It's just a matter of sometimes it doesn't work out, and we've seen that a couple of times today so far.
Patience is going to be virtue in these last 9 laps. Josh, where would you want to be on this restart as Mike Charest starts to double the field?
I think the 8 car's in the catbird seat. On the outside of row number 1, we've seen a lot of good runs coming from the outside. And I think Gary's right. Jason Parker is the man to watch on this restart. In the final 10 laps, it's going to be a battle up front. It's going to be Parker taking it to the 21 of Pritico.
It's all presented by Sauble Falls Denton Trailer Park here today, the APC 100. Got to thank you all for tuning in, and got to thank Sauble Falls Denton Trailer Park for coming on board Racetime Radio to allow us the opportunity to bring this race to you live. Amazing to say the least. If you've missed the broadcast, have no fear. You can revisit this race time after time at racetimeradio.com. As the lights are out atop the McMaster pace truck, here we go. Green flag going to come back out. Let's see who's got it. And the green flag is out.
And it is the 21 of Pritico. Door to door with Jason Parker in that number 8, but it's Pritico with the advantage down the back straightaway. Parker, something happened to him. He slipped backwards about 2 spots. Grizel in the 81 jumps up into second. Here comes the 83 of Shaw, and Parker on the outside trying to steal third away from Shaw. No luck as they go down the back straightaway.
I think the 8 car spun the tires because the inside lane got better grip. Andrew Grizel riding the back bumper of the 21 Pritico now. He brings with him the 83 of Dale Shaw. It was the inside lane that takes off on the restart. The guys on the outside, freight train to the back now.
Joe Jr. will be in North Carolina right now on the edge of his coach listening to the 81 and what's happening. The 81 of Grizel, second spot. The 21 of Pritico still leads, but the 81 of Grizel is coming. And look at this in third spot. The 83 of Dale Shaw has moved into that spot. You got to go about 2 car lengths back to see the 8 of Parker. And then it's side by side with Fox and Cox in that fifth spot back there. The battle is continuing with only 4 laps left to go when they hit the stripe as they exit turn 4. Here they come, 4 to go, guys.
And there is one awful lot of traffic as you get back in the middle of this field. They are side by side and still digging for it. But right now the battle is between...
In between 3 and 4, Grizel got the inside lane. The 81 car door to door with Pritico across the line.
And Grizel dives it into turns 1 and 2. Gets the advantage on Pritico as they exit down the back straightaway.
They'll go into 3 and 4 one more time. Grizel down low. The nose in front. Pritico sliding around up high. Dale Shaw pushing hard down low. He almost looked to make it 3 wide that time. As they cross the stripe, too close to call. Out of 2 again. It's Grizel and Pritico door to door.
Side by side into turn number 3. Give the advantage to 81. White flag on the racetrack at Sunset Speedway. Can the Cuss W, Sauble Falls, Ford, do it today as he goes clear of the 21 down the backstretch.
Andrew Grizel, the number 81, clears the 21 into 3. Dale Shaw giving chase out of turn number 4, but down to the stripe. Checkers in the air. 81. Andrew Grizel will win the APC 100 at Sunset Speedway.
And give it the second spot to the 83 of Dale Shaw. What a recovery today. The 21 of Matt Pertigo is going to have to settle for third spot. The 22 of Cox in your fourth spot, and the 17 of Josh Stoddy in that top five. Gary, what a race here at Sunset.
Wow, fantastic race. You know what? This was awesome. It was a race right till the last lap, and it wasn't going to be determined until the final lap. Gressel just played his cards right. His car was perfect from halfway on. I believe Parker, it's a shame. Like he pushed up going in. Sometimes tires cool down. Sometimes they lose their grip. You know what? Sometimes it's just a luck of the draw because he was very fast prior to that.
Jerry, what a race here today at Sunset Speedway. The APC is in the books. APC 100. Man, oh, man, what a finish.
It was a wild finish, and you couldn't ask for anything better than that. I think on the break, the drivers who told us they were going to do it pulled it off. Andrew Grizel said he had a better car. He was going to take advantage of it. He made it happen.
He had a miserable start to 2015, this 81 car. He was sick of fixing that race car, but he was relentless. The 81 of Grizel put that car back in the shop, and they worked their tails off to get this machine back out here. Look at him today. Sunset Speedway on the 23rd of August 2015, and Andrew Grizel wins the APC 100. Race number 6 on the series. Only one more to go, guys, at Delaware Speedway.
What a run here in Victory Lane, starting to fill up as the top three make their way down. We are going to jump in for interviews, starting with our third place driver as they make their way in. The house announcer, Spencer Lewis, making his way to Victory Lane right now to greet the 81 of Andrew Grizel. We have got Matt Pritico and Dale Shaw here as we'll work our way up to the podium. And Jerry, I'll turn it over to you with our third place driver as he starts the unbuckling process.
And it's going to take a couple of minutes, I think, for Matt to get out of the car. Well, if we said he was weary, that would be an understatement, because I think he worked hard for this one, even though it didn't come to all the way to the way he wanted. But
Jerry, I can guarantee you that 21 of Matt Pertigo is going to jump out like he could go for another 150 laps. That guy is in shape.
All right, Matt, you had a great race going today, and I know you fought hard for that lead all day long. It just didn't work out at the end.
No, it didn't. We had a stout car all weekend. You know, this is our first race ever on this car, and it's fast. I have no clue. We have so many changes we can still do this car to be even faster. It's incredible. We more or less had Mike McCall throw a good Sunset setup in, and man, we were quick tonight. We burned off tires a little too soon. I think that's what the deal was. We had a fairly lengthy lead at the front, and if we cooled it off just a little bit, I think we might have had a little for the end. But I was getting loose coming off every single corner here. But I'll take a third finish. It is what it is for the Global Orange Stowtown Kramer. It's a great finish.
Now, I know you did some battling with Matt Box. You watched him sort of fade backwards afterwards, too. So which was the better lane, inside or outside?
I really think if you're side by side, the outside lane's the best lane here. I tried to do what I could with Andrew and that last corner pass with Shaw there. But I think definitely the outside lane, when you are side by side, works well. The inside really tightens up the car huge, but inside lane every single file.
Matt Pertico bringing it home in third place today here at Sunset Speedway.
I'm going to step in now with our second place finisher. He's getting lots of high fives down here in Victory Lane. The number 83 driver, Dale Shaw. And Dale, a little bit more comfortable than you were maybe 30 laps ago.
Man, that was a wild last lap. We threw it in on the grass and it stuck down there. That was awesome. Love running with Pertico. Much respect. He did the same to me on the last lap too. Congrats to Andrew Grassel. Awesome run. That car was really good at the end, but just can't thank these guys. Like I keep saying, this car was destroyed last night, and 2 hours of sleep, and wow, this is awesome.
That's apparently all you needed.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. That was it was definitely a team effort, and we needed this one. I think we're leading the points now going into Delaware, my best racetrack, so we're gung-ho now.
And you got a bunch of sponsors on this car, and I'm sure you got to give them a quick shout-out here. Racetime Radio, it's international, worldwide. You got to give them thanks.
Yeah, I got to thank Wellington Systems, UMI, Promark, Plastico, Lucas, Gunt, Wicks, Grisdale, APC for putting on this series. What an awesome show. I know there was some big wrecks and stuff like that, but that was some of the best late model racing in the province. They put on a good show here at Sunset Speedway on a weekly basis, and you got to come and check it out, but that was a heck of a show.
Working on another championship for the legendary Shaw Racing history book, a good run by the number 83 driver of Dale Shaw.
Unbelievable race here today. The APC 100 in the books, the 81 of Andrew Grussell. We are going to hear from the winner in just moments. I know they are peaking at Sauble Falls Tent Trailer Park right now. Their boy came to victory lane here today. Going to be dynamite to hear from Andrew. This place was packed here today. What a great job by Sunset Speedway and the APC Series. Let's put it down to Jerry Paxton now in a real busy victory lane. Jerry, take it away, bud.
Well, Andrew Grussell right now is being hugged by everybody, from his mother to his sister to his brother to the next door neighbor to the kid down the street. He can't get away from it. Andrew, you called it on that red flag. You told us you had the car to beat.
Yeah, the car was good. You know, we just had to work a few bugs out of it. And once we did, it was on rails, man. I can't say any more about the car. And I knew it was good all day. We just didn't quite get her figured out there for qualifying. So, you know, but that's what happens. You got to work on these things and don't give up, right?
Now, at the end there, you sort of went from the front to the back to the front again on that restart. You were running out of laps in a hurry.
Yeah, the restarts weren't, you know, that wasn't in our favor. So we didn't want those cautions to come out. But on the longer run, and at first there at the end, I didn't think I was going to get them. So, you know, there was only 9 laps to go after that caution. They started running away on us a bit there, and I kind of overdrove it a couple times, and, hey, it worked out.
Always good when that happens. Now, on to Delaware Speedway, and I know that's one of your favorites.
Yeah, I like running Delaware. You know, we ran there for about 5 years. That was our home track, basically. So, but, you know, we got a – when you're racing against, you know, good equipment out here, everybody's got good stuff, and, you know, everybody's on the game. So you never know what's going to happen.
That's what makes it interesting. You never know what you're going to have until you get there.
Especially in this series, man, for sure.
Congratulations, Andrew, on a win today. Hard fought, well deserved.
Jerry, slide over there. We got to hear from Paul Grussell, too, owner of Sauble Falls, right in beside Andrew. We got to hear from Paulie. I know he'll be coming off the chip. We've had a lot of fun together. Paul and I, good friends. We got to thank Sauble Falls Tent and Trailer Park for doing this today, presenting today's APC 100. You know they are going to be an excited bunch. That campground will be coming unglued right now. I don't see Scott here. He could be over in the pits, but Scott, I know you're tuned in somewhere. The boys won. They did it. Brittany Grussell also in victory lane, along with the full Sauble Falls Tent and Trailer Park crew. London Recreational racing on the side of this car. So Mike Schmidt also down with the guys celebrating in victory lane. The support that Mike Schmidt gives to stock car racing, to motorsports in general in this country, is truly unprecedented, unmatched, just simply amazing. They do all kinds in racing. Frost Fest will come up. That is a byproduct of a guy like Mike Schmidt. And we will definitely be talking about Frostfest and hopefully have some coverage for you heading into the fall of the season. And then they'll throw the switch, the snow machine will start, and Mike Schmidt will have a full field of snowcross racers that we'll all be able to watch all winter long. It's simply amazing. We'll catch up with Mike in just a minute, too. Jerry, that pack down there, those guys are having a lot of fun in victory lane.
Well, they're so busy taking photos, we can't get in there no matter how hard we try. So we'll let them have their moment. They're enjoying it. They deserve it. They worked hard for it today, that's for sure. I have a feeling that the next two weekends at Sauble Falls Campground could be big ones. I think that party's going to go on for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. Josh, where did you get up to, buddy?
Oh, I'm on pit road just taking in this victory lane celebration. It's really busy, and the officials starting to get these guys collected. They've actually still got one more main event feature race for Sunset Speedway coming up. It is the mini stock main event. I've actually got a mini stock driver with me who used to drive late model, so it's a good segue in, and that is Andy Kamrath. And Andy, you've got no mini stock here tonight because you had an issue earlier, and you used to race against Andrew Grussell. So I'll just turn to you, throw in your commentary for the day.
Yeah, it was a long 100-lap race, and you know, I said to the guys, I said, just watch. I said, you're going to see the guys conserve the equipment and the best equipment come up to the front. You know, you seen McGlynn there lead a little bit earlier, but then used up his stuff. And the guys that are conserved, is a 100-lap race. You know, the guys that conserved and had the best car seemed to prevail.
How about that move of Dale Shaw off of four on the last lap?
Yeah, that was a pretty slick move there. I think, like I said, Pritiko was up front leading there most of the day. He was pretty much the one in contention. And then you use up a lot of stuff staying at the front there and trying to hold on. And some of the guys come from the back just the way it happens in the last restart.
Now, you've been pretty top-notch here at Sunset Speedway in a mini stock. You sitting out now this afternoon due to some engine issues. Who should we watch for in this main event coming up next?
Well, we were out there in practice and got out for the first heat race and the motor expired there, and I was kind of watching the times, and I think the teammate, Warren, I think he's between Warren and Junk, and I think they're going to put the show on here this afternoon.
And there you go, Joe. Still more racing to come at Sunset Speedway as we wrap up this APC 100.
Absolutely. Down to you, Jerry.
Well, they're trying to clear off the racetrack because apparently they want to get some more racing in, but that was one heck of a race this afternoon. There was no two ways about it, and Andrew Grizel did exactly what he said. He was going to come from the back. They figured out the car. They got it fixed. That's what they needed to do. They did what they had to do. They put it in victory lane, and I think when he gets to Delaware, he's going to be one tough guy to beat.
Okay, you guys going to come back up here. We will pack her up for the day. I do have the unofficial results here from the APC 100, and I'll pass them on to you now. The 81 of Andrew Grizel in victory lane. The 21 of Matt Pertigo finished this race up in the second spot. The 83 of Dale Shaw on this sheet is third. In fourth spot, the number 8 of Jason Parker. In fifth spot, the 22 of Jamie Cox. And in sixth, the 17 of Josh Stoddy. In seventh spot, the 27 of Matt Box. In eighth, the 24 of Nick Goetz. I mutilate Nick's name every time, and I will get it eventually. In ninth spot, the 44 car of Steve Laking. In 10th spot, it was the 9 of Brandon Watson. In 11th, the 31 of Sean McGorder. In 12th spot today, the number 3 of Mark Watson. In 13th spot, the number 71, multi-champion Dan McCaddy. In 14th spot, the 86 of Billy Schwarzenberg. And in 15th spot, the number 60 of Ron Beauchamp Jr. In 16th spot, it was the 97 of Trevor Culvert. In 17th spot, the number 10 of Tom Gibbons. In 18th, the 23 of Sean. Let's see here. I'll drop them guys off. The number 23 car of Sean McGlynn. In 19th spot, he was the point leader coming in. Don't know where he's going to end up coming out, but the 89C car of Sean Chenoweth is in 19th spot. 20th, the 87 of Willie Rhines. In 21st, the number 2 of Rick Burbridge. In 22nd spot, the 99 of Link Brown. In 23rd spot, the 48 of Dwayne Baker. In 24th spot, the 26. Wasn't Terry Baker today. It was young Caden Lapsevich behind the wheel of the car. In 25th spot, the 37. Wasn't Jason Tom, but it was Marvin Freiberger. We will see Jason Tom by the sounds of it at Delaware Speedway for the final event. In 26th spot, the number 51 of Mike Bentley. Those are unofficial results for today's APC 100. Gary Elliott, what did you think of that race? Well, I'll turn your mic on and we'll hear it.
There you go.
There you go.
That was fantastic, and congratulations to the Gressel family. Not only do they support racing, as Andrew had said earlier under Red, that they've worked hard on their car constantly. They have a great team. They have a great support. And he's a great driver. And they deserve what they got today.
So where do we see you next? Where are you going to be racing next?
Well, next Friday night I race at Varney Speedway. That's race number 22 for me this year. And then Flamborough, I'm
full throttle motor speedway.
Full throttle speedway.
There you go.
Yeah, and I'm racing on Saturday in the modified at Flamborough Speedway.
Ah, so you still have a busy schedule coming up.
Yeah, I have I have 34 races total this year, and I've ran 21, so I have 13 left.
Keep the rubber side down, the shiny side up, and go win some more, will you?
Well, I appreciate it, Joe. Thank you very much for having me up here today. This was great, awesome, nice perspective to be able to sit with you guys and Jerry and Josh. Just, I love those guys. It's just great.
It's been awesome having you up here. Jerry, final thoughts on today's APC 100.
One heck of a race. That's all I can say. We talked at the top of what was going to happen. Were we going to solidify some points, or were we going to mix it up? I think we just mixed it up, and we mixed it up in a very big way. It's going to make the Delaware Speedway race on the 19th of September one very interesting show.
Josh Paxton, down to you. Final thoughts on today's APC 100 from Sunset Speedway.
If you'd asked me after qualifying if I thought Andrew Gresel was going to be in victory lane, I said no chance. The car just did not look healthy in time trials. Came back out, won the last chance qualifier. Looked a little better, but let's be honest, it was the last chance qualifier. For him to come from 22nd and go through there, man, that was just a driver's effort. He willed that car in. He did everything right to get it there. And some other guys like Dale Shaw, and what a run by Matt Pertico. This was a fantastic race to take in today. Can't wait to hear about the championship run in Delaware.
Unbelievable race today. Andrew Gresel, there is no quit in that Sauble Falls Cuss W high-grade roofing London Recreational Ford, you know it. These guys won today's race at Sunset Speedway. Dynamite to see. You've got to thank APC for all they do in motorsports. You don't want to miss the final event of the season. It will come up at Delaware Speedway, that beautiful historic half-mile speedway just outside London, Ontario on September the 19th. But you'll want to bring along your earbuds because we will be live from Scotia Speed World, doing the finale with the Parts for Trucks Tour. So the Dartmouth Dodge 200, you don't want to miss that. You don't want to miss the APC show. So much to look forward to. The season is winding down, but all the best stuff is happening right now. Got to thank Sunset Speedway, Mark Dilley, Steve Slaughter, and all the staff here at this racetrack. Tremendous to deal with every single time. Got to thank Grant Slater back in the Racetime Radio studio. And we got to thank you for tuning in to Racetime Radio each and every time. Our next live race is going to come to you live from Full Throttle Motor Speedway. We will crown a champion in the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series. We look forward to doing that. But we will be live Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Sirius XM Channel 167, where we will get you set for Canadian Tire Motorsport Park and the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series, along with the Pinty's 200 in the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series. So much coming up. Ron Fellows, Matt Crafton, Alex Tagliani. We may even catch up with our own Canadian guy. We may see Cameron Haley on the program on Monday night. We know we're going to hear from Craig Slonwhite. He won out at the Parts for Trucks this weekend. We got a lot coming at you, but thank you, race fans, for tuning in. For Jerry Paxton, for Josh Paxton, and the Iron Man, Gary Elliott, I am Joe Chisholm. That does it for today's APC 100, live on Racetime Radio. Thanks again for tuning in. And man, oh man, get to a short track. You don't want to miss a moment. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Racetime Radio. Visit us on the web at www.racetimeradio.com. Or leave a message on our 24-hour listener hotline, 1-888-5-RACETIME. That's 1-888-572-2384. We hope you'll join us again next time for more Racetime Radio.
Come on now, dig.
Exclusively on your home for the hardcore race fan.
Excellent, buddy, excellent.